77 WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Hope's a Tony Phil!
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Get up and check that hog out there!
Good quality on that tape.
That's not on the movie, that's the copy of the movie.
There you go.
The film's not read correctly.
But I think you're going to find it endearing the more we play it.
Yeah, oh, of course.
It will grow funnier because you hear that brrrr.
Just ignore that. Phil's going to come out and see a shadow. Hope's a Tony Phil. That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's
if you've ever wondered what the movie would sound like if you watched it on a school projector,
Brian Doyle Murray.
BDM.
Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow. Hope's a Tony Phil. That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day.
Another tape.
If you please.
It's not queued up.
The film was not rewound.
The Simpsons tape. No, I was going to play a different tape.
Oh, Cart Machine.
Number three.
That's an oddball. Hold on. Let me hit it.
Magical number three.
Uh-huh.
Rob will now hit the tape cartridge.
Be there or be square.
Hi, Sonny.
There we go.
Johnny Carson hated technical.
We'll try it. See? What's it doing?
It's lock it up. Be there or be square. Now try it.
Magazines? Have you been hiding bosom rags from me?
Trying to.
These magazines.
This is not just a random Simpsons tape. This is one that mentions Sonny. What did I say?
No, I'm just laughing at bosom rags.
This is a Simpsons tape that references Sonny Jurgensen, Hall of Fame quarterback.
From before we were married. Maybe you should throw them away.
But I need them for the articles.
The articles, eh? So, you wouldn't mind if I cut out all the erotic nudes?
Of course not. Why would I want to look at a nude woman I'm not even married to?
Okay, here's your precious articles.
Thanks, Marge. I can't wait to read about sport fishing with Sonny Jurgensen. Oh!
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
Right, Sonny.
Keep killing me.
Thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Keep practicing. I'm hungry.
Yeah, right.
Sonny.
It'll be money.
Yes.
And now it's time for this again.
Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow?
Hope's a Tony Phil.
That's right, woodchuck.
Keep killing me.
Groundhog Day! Get up and check me out.
Fly, eagles, fly on a road to victory.
Spell it.
Eagles.
All right, I think we've succeeded in clearing only the true believers in the show out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more.
This is actually a good piece of tape by our production guy, Chris Owens.
Very good.
Ah. This is a promo for our show that is going to run here on WJFK.
Excellent.
This is actually a really good piece of radio production. No BS.
It's been said that an evil has been coming out of your radio. Now, evil has two names.
Dynamite. Tommy? Did you say something, Tommy?
The Don and Mike Show. Don't touch the dial. Now playing afternoons on 106.7 WJFK.
You see, that's Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
Saw our names over and over. The way we had him on when he was having his fit this week.
And he turned into a monster as he was saying our name.
Yes. He did.
Very exciting.
Scary.
Anyway, when they put something together that doesn't suck, I like to highlight it.
Yes, the very positive Chris Owens is a bit of a mad scientist. He's a bit of a mad scientist, and he makes good stuff. You get him up there in that little room all by himself, and he does good stuff.
When he handed it to you, he said, here's something, you probably will hate it, and you'll never play it.
That's the attitude.
You have to keep him away from your son, Robert, because he's always got Zoloft. He's Mr. Zoloft.
He sweats it.
No, are you? Yeah, whatever.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow.
Punxsutawney Phil!
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's
Groundhog Day!
Get up and sit down!
Enough of that. Here you go. There are three of them today.
Wow.
And how many are from you?
One.
Just one.
One?
So guess which one is...
So we won't be playing the percentage game today.
From Rob just... And I don't even... Point which one? Which, oh, I know. Oh, that one's yours.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah, here we go. Uh-huh. And... Hello, everyone.
Well, hi there.
Happy Groundhog Day. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, so happy that it's Groundhog Day.
What do you call someone paralyzed from the waist down due to slutty alcohol consumption?
Please tell me.
A paraplegic. Hello.
Good.
Who is Satan's favorite guest judge on American Idol?
Who?
Hell Cool J.
Oh, painful.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, this thing's not queued up.
This is great equipment.
You know, Ed, we're so lucky to be doing the show. Seriously, 5 minutes before the show, there were no telephones at all in the radio station. Someone
those are fixed.
Pulled a plug or cut some wire, and they were saying, what are you guys going to do? You won't even be able to pick up the telephone and, like, call people in the next room.
Well, it's like everything, you know, that I've always said. It's on purpose. Somebody doing it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. But they got it fixed.
They did right before we went on the air.
Let's give another shout-out.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Yes,
thank
man.
You, Tony.
He's
Tony Diggs.
Big Matt. Phil's going to come out and see a shadow.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
It's a Tony Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day.
Get up and sit that hog out there.
See, the more you hear it with the hum.
Oh, yes, it's wonderful.
It's going to get better.
The more delightful it gets.
That's right. One more. What company, excuse me, what company makes cameras that take pictures large enough to capture badass, oversized African-American hairdos?
Wow.
Rodak.
Wow. Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
My God.
Never thought it.
Time to get retarded. We started 7 minutes ago being retarded. Again, you have a paraplegic. Hell Cool J. Rodak. One of those came from Robbie and Buzz. We'll start with you. Please to be guessing.
I'm going to guess that Rodak is Rob.
Michael.
I'm going to say Hell Cool J.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike's the winner.
All right.
Yeah.
2 a week.
Hell Cool J.
That's two in a row for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very excited about that.
Paraplegic. God.
Hello.
That's horrible. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, lady.
Hello.
Hi there, John Kerry.
Oh. Hi there.
Hi there. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Tony. We appreciate it.
Thank you. How about Jerry Lewis?
Hello.
Hi there, Jerry Bird. How about Uncle June today?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or June or Uncle Phil a book.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
How might you be now?
You didn't play my song.
What
my
song?
Thing.
What?
My Rob Spiewak song.
Oh.
You tricked me.
Excuse me, Rob.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi.
I was unprepared.
True enemy.
I'm sorry.
Himself. A man of faith. A man of faith.
Yes.
And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Okay, my favorite Nazi.
Rob Spiewak.
Better.
How are you doing?
You see, you know how Mike wins that game every day now?
Yeah.
He just picks out the funny one.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
So that's how you do it.
Have
you
welcome. Have you been?
Have you been?
Have you been?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rema. Don't forget step one, put ice cubes in the ball. Step two, listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with his microphone?
What a doctor to me!
Yeah, that was something wrong with that one too, everybody.
Is it bad?
Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
02-0205.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, Buzz. Thank you. Rob, sorry about your tape, but hi, Buzz, everybody. Hi there.
Phil's going to come out and see a shadow.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers.
It's
Hog Day.
Hog out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes even for me, there's too much crap going on. And then I
that is,
I forget, know, like the Rob tape. Yeah.
You think in that first segment there were enough plates spinning?
A lot of good stuff
there. I didn't know you had that many fingers.
Don and Mike show, new episodes Wednesday, and it's February 2nd.
Groundhog Day!
2005-877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, you can call us at 800-636-1067 in D.C. 202-432-1067. It is Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. Like everybody watched the tape of those the fat guys in the tuxedos and the top hats. Really forcing the groundhog
to make a decision. And it's going to be more winter, right?
Yeah. Well, like it matters. But first, I'd like to offer up this. I don't know if anybody cares about the humanity involved with these groundhogs. Mm-hmm. And it didn't look like a groundhog to me. I thought a groundhog was a rodent. Today, what they had out there was a big, fat thing.
Yeah, well, it's huge. Tawny Phil is big and fat.
And does nobody care about his rights? Because he's being held in a very compromising position by
his will.
By the big fat guy. Yeah, he's trying to weasel his way out. Mm-hmm. I can only think that it was like Rob was describing with his son in the emergency room the other day, when Rob's dad had to hold the, Robert down so they could force the medicine into him. And this groundhog, what they're doing is they hold him by his two hands, or his arms,
and they use hooks.
Sorry, and they had cigarette burns.
And wire and peanut butter.
Melted wax.
That's how they do it. That's how they get the poor animal to perform.
Let me be absolutely honest. They take his hands. The man in the tuxedo says, "Hello, Punxsutawney."
Yeah.
No, and what they do is they take the groundhog, and he didn't want to move to a position where he could see his shadow because he was like being held up on his back legs. So the fat guy with the tuxedo and the top hat pushes the groundhog down, and finally they go, there's another guy that's like the spotter who's standing there wearing the same outfit and goes, aha, he sees his shadow.
Right.
Yeah. You know, what's up with this?
What is the
deal? I thought, excuse me, and I'll be done with this.
Okay.
I know the ceremony from the movie, but I thought that somewhere there was actually a groundhog that they'd wait to come out of
a
miniature golf hole.
Yeah.
But no.
No, you should have gotten that from the movie it's a staged, ceremony where they knock on the door and the whole thing. And I think they ought to use Brian Doyle Murray.
As the groundhog.
As the groundhog.
Well, then here's Jason has news about this. Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I'm actually from Punxsutawney. I live down here now in Virginia. What they do is they actually drug groundhogs.
No.
Yeah.
They drug it?
What do they use?
It's just some type of sedative they use to settle it down.
Zoloft.
They actually pull them out of the box.
Robert Spiewak Zoloft.
So why do they pull them out of the box? I thought he was supposed to come out.
Well, the funny thing is that ceremony lasts for about 12 hours. It begins the night before.
Oh, my God.
And it's actually about 10 miles outside of Punxsutawney.
Right.
I think it'd be better if they killed the animal. Like if it was six more weeks of winter, we kill him and barbecue him right on the spot.
Can you eat groundhog?
If you're hungry.
I know people who do. I know people that eat it. They eat squirrel and everything else. But that whole ceremony, what they don't show you on CNN is actually the animal protesters that are there. I don't know if they've ever shown that, but they do have protesters there, and they just kind of shush them.
Oh, good. Let me ask this. If we didn't have Groundhog Day anymore, would anybody care?
No?
Buzz,
I care desperately, Buzz.
I don't think anybody cares except the people in Punxsutawney that we still have it.
Screw that. I don't want to bring everybody down, but I will tell you, Groundhog Day is why February is the crappiest month of the year.
Is that blame?
That's the holiday we have, okay?
Mike,
we have
Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Excuse me.
The holiday of love.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Shame on you all.
Really?
It's Black History Month, you white bastards.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
How dare you say February? Listen, Robert, I want you to know, if you're out there listening, Robert Mailman, who I still won't play Xbox Live with.
Yes.
All these guys. When I think February, I think...
Joy.
Black History Month.
Oh, yes.
Every day.
I'm so sorry.
I think Black Love.
I think that it's almost March 8th, which is my birthday.
Oh, yes. That's a good first plug.
Marge.
Yeah. That's a good first plug for the birthday.
This guy was right. Actually,
are you writing it down, Buzz?
Yeah.
The ceremony.
I mean, it's on my calendar, but.
The ceremony, it's on all calendars. It's on the WJFK calendar.
They come that way.
Hey, and your beard has gotten beyond.
The women of WJFK.
Yes, it's on that calendar.
Your beard has gotten beyond dirty stage. It's actually now filling in a little bit. It now looks just like a big woodsman.
a big gay woodsman, right? A large homosexual man
the BGW
Northwest.
Rob Spiewak is the gay woodsman.
The big gay woodsman.
The Groundhog Day ceremony does start the night before with the wooing and the coupling. With the groundhog. The joining of the hog.
Yeah, I start
and,
every
then, and then they give him a roofie.
They do. That's why he's so unpleasant the next day.
Hello, Ryan. Ryan,
hey.
Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
How are we doing? Great.
You know, I read in the paper today that the groundhog has seen his shadow 94 times and has not seen his shadow only 14 times.
And we believe this for some reason. Right?
It's just stupid.
I know, but I buy into it like everybody
else.
Isn't
this a predetermined meteorological study that the, you know, that they stage? I mean, it's not real.
No.
They don't base it on the groundhog.
No, it's like
it's what? It's February 2nd. Of course we're going to have six more weeks in winter. It's February.
Have you ever known winter to end?
No.
Like on Valentine's Day? I mean, really? And
we have had spells of very warm weather in February in the past 5 years.
Right, so we should eat that groundhog. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Here is Mark in Louisiana. Mark.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey.
There is one great holiday you are forgetting in the month of February, and that is Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
This year? That's true.
Go ahead, racist. Say what you want, dirty white boy.
Oh, my.
I'm telling you. Nobody's looking out for the brothers on this show like me.
And, of course, President's Day.
And how many black presidents have we had?
Not enough for my money.
Except I loved, as one of our callers said, the big black president from 24 last year.
That's it.
Mardi Gras doesn't always fall in February, though.
Sometimes it's March.
It's like, what, 40 days before Easter?
They have to spin
the big Vatican wheel.
That is right.
Yeah, with a whole Lent crap.
Maybe I need to rethink this because February 17th.
What?
What's that?
Pitchers and catchers report.
Is that a gay thing?
Hello, Hal.
Oh, baseball.
It's not a gay thing, gay woodsman.
Back to the woods.
Yeah, the pitchers, that's where pitchers and catchers report if they're gay or not.
That'll be exciting.
They go down to Florida and out themselves.
I sit to the table. Yeah, you.
Pedro Martinez.
Get in that line.
You're in or out.
I'm Pedro Martinez. I'm in. Hello, Hal.
Don, your favorite holiday is in February, I thought.
What is that, sir?
Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, that wasn't always in February.
Yeah, they've moved it there now. And listen, I don't want to get into this in great detail because I'll be able to later in the show. And JB from Fox is on. But the depression has started to really set in on me because the game Sunday, unless it ends up being the game of all time, is going to be such a letdown. And here's why. Because the mood is not that we're going to watch the greatest sporting event of the year. The mood is that we're going to have a party.
Yeah.
We're going to have a party. We're going to have people come over.
And you hate that, right?
And but there's a football game on that day. I mean, and listen, we're not even having anybody over as far as I know. This is just what I'm feeling from people in general.
I don't know if you like my comment that I made to this person last night or not. Somebody asked me if I was going to bet on the game, and I said I don't wager on exhibition games. Because that's really, I read that in the paper, and it does have the feel. Does it not have the feel of like an all-star game or something like that?
See, here's the thing. There's part of me that thinks it's going to be a good game.
Okay.
Because I think New England is a real, just focused on what they're doing, and Philadelphia, they're acting like idiots, like jackasses down there, which means they might win.
They might.
But, you know, you're not going to be able to find anybody. This is why I need AM sports radio, because you're not going to be able to find anybody to discuss the nuts and bolts of the game.
So it's too much other crap that's going on with the big game.
It's all entertainment tonight.
Right.
That's all it is right now. Just it's everybody. Oh, it's lovely to be in Jacksonville.
Liars.
Yeah, but it's a holiday, and it's a sad time.
But you're really sad because, you know, this is it. It's over now.
That's right. Cold turkey, baby. Yeah. 6 months, nothing. That's why I've got that Xbox Live, and I want to apologize right now to a guy that I know whose name is Jim. I won't say his last name and embarrass him.
Good.
He's a pal. He's a guy I know with a real job, and he calls me sometimes, and we talk because he's a friend of mine. I don't have many real friends that are in the radio business. This guy's a friend of mine. Well, last night I'm playing Xbox Live, and here's the deal. The phone that is in my cave is a wireless phone that operates on the same frequency as the Xbox Live receiver.
Really?
You know, have you ever, this happens if I'm on a phone in my house on a wireless phone, and I walk by the microwave, if the microwave is on, the phone goes...
Yes.
So, I'm hip to this now that... It's okay if the telephone rings, but if I pick up the telephone, I'm going to lose the connection to Xbox.
Does this mean you can monitor conversations with other people on the phone? If you're playing Xbox Live, does that mean you can
play Xbox Live, listen to something
on the phone?
The phone, as soon as you pick up the phone, that signal supersedes the Xbox Live signal.
Oh, okay.
So what happens is when I pick up the telephone, it says on the TV, connection to Xbox has been lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally figured out that this is what it is, that they're on the same frequency.
That's it.
So I'm playing a game last night against some, you know, some dummy like myself, and I happen to be doing pretty well. The phone rings, and I see that it's this guy, Jim. And I'm thinking, God, he just wants to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing a game.
Yeah. Right.
So I scream to the other room, Frida! Don't pick up the phone! Don't pick up the phone! You know, the whole time trying to watch the
right,
game.
Yeah.
And about a minute later, she comes into my room, and she's got a phone that's on a different frequency. She says, here it is. Here's the telephone. And I said to her, I can't talk to him. I'm playing a game.
Right.
I said, he is your friend. He is calling. She's holding the phone like this to her bosom. She's saying, you have to talk to him. Talk to him right now. So I have to pause the game.
What's the average length of time that...
With Jim?
Yeah.
He's a talker. There's no such thing as a five-minute...
There's nothing more frustrating than having... You know, you've got stuff that's going on. Somebody calls you, and they're in that mode where they want to talk.
But see, the thing, I really didn't have anything going on. I'm playing a video game against a stranger.
But you're on your own time. You're doing something you want to do.
So what I do is I say, I pause the game because you're allowed three pauses of 30 seconds where it doesn't count as a timeout.
And you're on with some, like, stranger from some other part of the
country.
You know,
some 14-year-old boy or something. So I pause the game, and I pick up the phone, and I go, Jim, what's happening? And he says, hey, are you doing anything? And I can't tell him that I'm playing Xbox.
Right,
and his wife
rang
up. So I lie to him.
I'm doing my taxes, Jim.
Mm-hmm. I lie to him. I say, you know what? There's a million things going on. There's people, and there's contracts, and there's things, and I really can't. And the whole time I'm trying to get him off the phone before my pause thing. I go back to the screen because it's been more than 30 seconds. I gotta pause it again a second time. And I'm rambling, and I'm not even being coherent with him. He had to think that I was drunk or something.
Right, just playing a video game.
Listen, a lot of stuff is going on right now. I just can't. Maybe tomorrow would be a good night. I don't know. Maybe, how about I call you? Can I call you back? I'll call you. Okay, good. I'll call you back. I sit the phone down. I run into the other room. The bastard had signed off.
Oh, you mean the other guy that was playing with you?
The Xbox guy.
So they can do that. They can just say, see you later.
Yeah, well, the guy got...
Don't make me wait anymore.
The guy got tired of waiting for me.
Does that count as a win?
No, it counts as a loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It counts as a loss for him, I guess.
Yeah,
but I was kicking his ass.
Yeah, but see, here's the deal. It's one in the W column for you.
Yeah, but it'll show up as game quit.
It'll show the
guy quit the game. Like I care about
that. But your overall statistics will be negatively affected.
You know what's sad? That's how I think.
Yeah.
That's how I think.
Yeah. Are they going to have some conference somewhere in the United States, like, in the middle of Des Moines?
Basement of the science building.
Where you all get together in the champions. Is there any prize for this Xbox Live? Do you get any recognition? I mean,
No, you don't get anything.
I would think this kind of thing would have an enormous database where, they're looking at everybody's score in a database.
Mike, if you must know, my rank currently, I believe, is about number 95,000.
Oh, really?
Nationwide.
So the people that do it all day, all the time.
Oh, yeah. Guys that are killer at that. So I got really mad after I went back to the game and the nerd had gotten out of the game. And I went in the other room with Frieda and I said, God damn it, woman, didn't you hear what I said to you?
Woman?
I mean, I did say something like that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
God damn it. I said, don't pick up the phone. She said, all I heard was you screaming from the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're screaming, pick up the phone.
Yes.
Pick up the phone.
That's a hazard.
I said, but I was, and this is where any value at all that I had in my argument just right down my leg when I say, but I was right in the middle of a game and I'm killing this guy. And she looks at me and says, wait, hold on a second. This is really, you're not kidding. It's about a stupid Xbox game.
I think that's when you do not use contractions. So I think that's when you say, instead of saying don't pick up the phone, you say, do not, so they can specifically hear that, and it's very clear. Do not pick up the phone.
Anyway, Jim, I'm sure he's not listening because he's a regular guy with a Joe job.
A real job.
But maybe it'll get back to him, and I apologize because I'm sure it's very transparent. I was absolutely, I'm sure he must have thought that...
Did he sound needy?
Jim?
Yeah, did he sound like he needed to talk to you?
No.
Just a friendly hi, how are you? Chat.
Here's the thing I think with him, with this guy, because he's one of my non-radio friends, and I think he's my friend because he likes me, which I still find hard to conceive. I think he calls me when he's at his most bored.
Mm-hmm.
I think like when he's kicking it back and he goes, it's 9:15 on a Tuesday. Oh, jeez, I trim my toenails.
I'm just out of things to do.
There's nothing on the internet. I've done all the surfing. I
did the crossword puzzle.
You're near the bottom of his list, you expect.
I think I'm going to call Don.
I think I'd like to give a lecture tonight. I think I'll call Don.
I'd like to speak. A lot of people do that when it's, you know, maximum convenience.
So I am very sorry, Jim, if you're out there listening. My apologies. One last item from the personal department. You can tell me what this means. I don't very rarely dream. I had a dream last night. Mm-hmm. Here was my dream. I was dreaming about Frida's dream, about the oatmeal and the daisy.
Oh.
I was dreaming about...
Did it have pictures?
Yes. It had pictures of Sun Yi. I'm not going to recreate Frida's entire dream, but...
Okay. With oatmeal?
With oatmeal.
Mm. And, down there?
Yeah. And when I woke up, the song that was in my head was... Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. I swear to Christ, I'm not making this up.
It's the second week in a row Sun Yi has worked her way into the program.
Yeah, well, not through me the first time. It was Frida's dream.
Yeah.
I simply had a dream, and I was commenting on her dream, and it's like pictures of her dream were showing up in my mind.
Right, scenes from.
And when I woke up, it's one of those things. You wake up, and it's, you know, everybody's had this. The dream seems so real. You wake up.
Right.
And then even as I got my bearings and looked at the clock, I kept hearing my head, da 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 da.
It seems to me that both of you perhaps have a need for something.
What, oatmeal and Christmas trees?
No, hot Asian action. in some capacity.
I don't know, it's not.
And I believe this man could probably help you out here.
Oh, what do you mean, like with a Taiwan basket?
No, from his collection, you know. Yes.
What, like Asian porno?
A movie, perhaps.
Oh, perhaps.
Just to get it out of your system, it might be just what you need.
No, listen, I'm fine in that department.
It could be as easy as maybe just going out for Chinese food, too.
Uh-huh. We had Chinese food last night.
There it is.
I am not kidding
you. There
it is. I swear to Christ, we had Chinese food last night.
That set it off.
Solution. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for helping me put that in perspective.
And MSG supposedly makes you dream, too.
Well, that was a good dream.
Mm-hmm. Everybody dreams all the time, every night. You just don't usually remember.
And also, the song, if I'm totally honest about this dream remembering, the lyrics were O Tannenbaum.
Do you know the German.
Not O Christmas Tree. I swear to you, I'm not doing that for your benefit.
Sort of a German-Asian theme, then.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Do you know what makes you dream? If you're trying to quit smoking and you go on the patch.
Yep.
That is supposed to really make you dream a lot.
You know who told me that's a bad idea? I remember his first name. Last name was Adams.
Who?
Patch Adams.
Patch Adams. God. Oh, I think the guy from the soap opera, Patch. Remember the guy that we met? That doesn't count?
Not thick enough.
Oh, big soap opera star, Patch with the eye patch.
I need a name.
Remember the Luke and Laura soap opera?
What's that guy's name, though?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What about the great song Patches?
No, I'm going to take this one.
You're King of Patch.
King of Patch.
It's just like King of Fame, King of Patch.
The King of Patch.
And for you, Rob, how about Cotton?
Oh, yes.
Cotton Patch.
Been in one before.
Hello, Josh. Don and Mike show. Hello,
and
John.
Briar. And he didn't get caught.
Briar Patch. Stinky. Stinky Patch. Sometimes if you take a Band-Aid off, it smells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stinky Patch.
Stinky Patch.
Right. SP.
SP. That's good patch.
SP.
Hi there, Josh.
Hey, what's up,
Josh? Josh!
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Xbox problem with your phone. It, the wireless thing hooked up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it runs on the you're saying the same frequency that the Xbox wireless.
Hey, Josh.
2.4, yeah.
Hey, Josh.
2.4 megahertz.
Josh?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
This is the sound of me hanging up on
yeah.
Thank you, though, Josh.
Too many.
We do appreciate it.
He was excited.
Buzz?
Yes.
Speaking of porno.
Yeah.
You know what I've got right here?
Oh,
I have, yes, installment number 3 of Buzz Burbank's Golden Age of Porno.
Isn't this
wonderful?
Yeah, I hope so.
And hold on. What'd you do with the go-to? Where's that groundhog tape?
Oh, it's here.
Oh, please put it in the machine.
Got to keep that all day.
Must be in there.
Stay tuned for bad audio quality.
Steve? Don and Mike Show, Steve?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, the worst holiday of all is in February.
None.
Okay, is this
Valentine's Day?
Yep, for guys, yes.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Right,
that
agreed.
Is the nightmare. So, well, that's probably why you forgot it.
Play it once more?
Yeah.
Do you think Phil's
going to
come out and see a shadow?
No. Hump's a Tony Phil.
Why would it be better?
It's like, I thought most of the hum was in the right channel.
No, that's just like bad VHS.
Bad videotape, yeah.
I think Beth Ann had to get that off an actual video cassette as opposed to a divot.
Oh. We could probably get a better copy of that.
No, I don't think so.
What do you, and I don't,
that's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and sit down!
Look at Rob, trying to fix it. I'm telling you, the charm in that is the fact that it's got the...
Yeah, and that piece of tape is unfixable, I think.
I love it that way.
Then that's how it shall stay.
All right, goodbye to you, Steve. Or just hang up.
Steve is gone.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on a second. Here's Susan. Susan, Don and Mike Show.
The guy that Mike's trying to remember, Patch, from Days of Our Lives,
yes.
His name is Stephen Nichols.
Oh, you know what?
Stephen Nichols, and he was an ass.
Mike,
He was?
Yeah, he was mean to us.
I can't give it to you.
Wasn't he mean? He was mean to your son.
Yes, he was. But I didn't remember.
Didn't he call your son? Hey, what about Junior there?
He did.
Right?
We were doing a press thing with the people from, and that's what screwed me up. I didn't remember it was Days of Our Lives.
I think we
he
hosted.
He was also on General Hospital.
Okay, thank you. We hosted one of these high school auditorium gatherings of housefrows.
Hey, that's right. Slow down, everybody. Mike's telling you about one of our cheery gigs.
We went out there and we had to host these people from the soap opera.
No, we wanted to, Mike.
Oh, God. And they were, well, it was one of those soap operas we watched. And we thought at the time it was cool because it was that period of time when all things TV were good, in our opinion. If it had TV in it, we'd say yes.
Like White on Rice. Yeah. And it was some deal where they called and said, you know, we're going to bring all the dumb stars from the show to a high school. How would you guys like the great gig of coming out and actually introducing the stars of Days of Our Lives at a high school?
It was so pathetic. And there was there wasn't a soul in that auditorium that wanted to have anything to do with us. They wanted to see their dreamy soap stars who were so full of themselves.
And Bart was about 3 at the time, just a little older than Robert. And you're absolutely right, Mike, that we were out there and I had Bart there and Frieda was there. And that guy, Patch, turned around and said, hey, can we do something about Junior here?
Yeah, exactly.
He was just a 3-year-old
kid. You and
kid.
I believe, had like a brief discussion about how we wanted to, you know, beat him up.
Spike. But okay, I'll give you half credit on that.
Okay, half credit on that.
Because I should have known that, the Spike Patch
thing. There was some other, like, good-looking soap guy that was chewing gum the whole time and throwing things into the audience and just, like T-shirts or something. Or,
I know this.
There you go.
It was the guy that went out on the show with that woman that's been on the show forever, Dr. Marlena Evans.
Exactly who it was.
What's her name? Anybody know that lady's name?
Real soap aficionados would probably know the names of all these people.
She's, like, semi-famous. Deidre Hall is her name.
Ah,
God, how did I remember that?
Memory banks are coming back to because there was a soap actress, I believe, who we had a relationship with. This is pre-Leah Remini.
Hmm. Was it Arlene Sorkin?
It was Arlene Sorkin.
Arlene Sorkin, that's right, who later went on to host a spinoff of America's Funniest Home Videos that failed miserably, right?
Her eyes were mildly crossed, weren't they?
I don't think Arlene Sorkin. You think everyone's eyes are crossed.
No, just the people that deserve it. Think back.
Hello.
I think I may be right. I bet they're crossed now.
Jeremy? Don and Mike Show. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on? You're forgetting about the Daytona 500, February 20th.
That's great, but also has nothing to do with Black History Month. That's a whites-only event.
Please say 500, not 500.
500.
Yeah, but it's not NASCAR yeah. if you say 100.
Yeah, right.
Help yourself. You're not helping yourself.
Are you going to the 500?
Things you won't hear.
Buzz, are you ready for the golden age of porn?
Mr. Music, please.
Oh, here we go.
In a bygone era, adult movies were shot on film, not videotape, by men who fancied themselves directors. The movies played in theaters in a time before VCRs. The 70s and 80s were, for those of us who were there, the golden age of porn.
All right, Buzz.
It's time for another sizzling scene from the 1981 classic, We Girls, today featuring Tiffany Clark. Tiffany's 42 films include another classic, Pandora's Mirror, but she also wrote and sang the theme to We Girls, which many of you spent the weekend humming. Tiffany co-stars in this scene with Michael Bruce II as Frank. Sadly, after only a dozen films, Michael left us in 1985 with testicular cancer, a condition that could have been caught earlier with the right close-up. Here now, Michael Bruce as Frank, Tiffany Clark as Laura, playing a game of chess, and I believe it's Laura's move. Let's go to the tape.
Okay.
A scene from We Girls.
Mate, I win. That means we get to do what I want today, right?
Laura, talk to me. I'm getting confused.
Look, honey.
Where did you get this?
It's the Swingers magazine. I got it from Carol.
God, look at some of these people. They're beautiful.
Not only are they beautiful, but these people are doing what we've just only talked about.
Oh, come on, honey. This is just a gimmick to sell another magazine. These people aren't for real.
She's hot, huh?
God, I'll say so. And look here, it says that, let me blow your mind, I'm a gypsy at heart with a bag full of goodies just longing to share my good fortune with you.
Oh, God.
Whew.
You think she could be real?
I hope so. She's coming here this afternoon.
What? Today? This afternoon? Oh, no, she'll never show up.
Indecent acts or indecent acting. Join us next time on Buzz Burbank's Golden Age of Porn when we hear Frank and Laura's new friends say... Cut number three.
Oh, I'm sorry, cut number... I'm sorry,
next time we'll hear Frank and Laura's new friends say...
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow? Pump the Tony Phil! That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Why is it the quality on the Groundhog Day sounds better than the quality of the,
Yeah, the tapes sound like they're on a spaceship.
That old... That,
it does, I don't know why.
Processing that
it's
we
that,
have.
It's that Lost in Space sound.
Which drives me nuts.
It's a little distracting, yeah.
But anyway, Buzz,
takes away
sorry.
From the quality of the motion picture, don't you think?
With the setup on the second clip here.
Tune in next time when you hear Frank and Laura's new friend say...
This could be very interesting.
Thanks for listening. Buzz Burbank speaking. There you go.
Thank you, Buzz.
Wow.
For your golden age of pornography and We Girls. And you saw We Girls or you heard about We Girls on Access Hollywood?
I heard that Access Hollywood did a report from the Sundance Film Festival on Friday in which it was said that We Girls was an important turning point in the making of adult films.
We Girls.
We Girls.
It's hot.
It's a classic.
In more ways than one.
Adult film.
Good luck finding it.
Well, you got it.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You got everything, though. Hello, Stephanie. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. This is Stephanie. I was the woman.
Is this Stephanie?
Yeah.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Is this Stephanie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Stephanie.
All right, hi. Stephanie.
I'm the one who made Frieda laugh and got to go to the WWE wrestling in Cleveland. And I wanted to call and thank you. We had such a blast.
Ah, well, you know, it's very nice. People normally call.
I think Rob wants to talk to
people. People normally call and complain when they don't get their prize.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
How was the food in Cleveland?
Actually, we went to a lot of different restaurants, including the Ritz-Carlton.
Yes, and they had good food there.
And they had the best calamari.
Mm. Okay,
why just have one helping?
But I have to tell you, our hotel was gorgeous. We had great seats.
Did you have a mini bar in your hotel?
Guys, come on, she's saying nice stuff.
Did you have some Toblerone?
No, we did hit a few bars at a couple jazz clubs while we were there.
Ah, I see. And, did they serve food?
Okay, Rob, stop it.
And we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was really cool.
So how would you rate Cleveland on a scale of 1 to 10? Be honest.
Come on, we don't care what you say.
Yeah, no.
I would give it a 7.
Wow, that's the highest grade really? It's ever got.
Pretty strong, yeah.
And you know, there's some neat jazz and clubs there and restaurants, and
restaurant.
The people are excellent.
I turned the microphones off for a second. I don't think she's a pig.
The show was a
I'm pretty sure she is.
What do you think? Rob and I both think that she's a pig.
Girls.
Looking for coffee.
I'm going to say no, just to go against the grain.
Crazy.
I'm going to say I don't think she's hot.
Cleveland Browns.
But I think she's. Rob and I just think. It's the breathing.
Yeah, we shared a look.
She's just been talking the whole time. Do you think we're listening to this?
I'm not sure.
Everything was first class. The people who met us.
Listen, she's so nice.
She is sweet.
She's telling us what a great time she had.
Talking about how great her prize was.
Can you ask her what celebrity she most resembles?
That's the nice way of doing it.
Airport shuttle.
Stephanie, I could listen to you talk all day, darling. Can we simply ask the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
My daughters say if someone was to portray me in a movie, it would be Stockard Channing.
Stockard Thank you, Channing. Stephanie.
The lovely Stockard That's, Channing.
But listen,
no, that is, it counts.
Not a pig.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Please. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Not a pig, but some other kind of farm animal.
Maybe the hot Stockard Channing, like from Greece.
Yeah. Now,
not
my,
the first
Rob,
lady.
In my opinion, that's a confirmation right there. Anytime you go, to, you know, any Stockard Channing to Rosie O'Donnell.
Listen, but however, hold on. If it was Stockard Channing or Rosie O'Donnell, you would be with Stockard Channing before your pants could hit the floor.
Absolutely. Yes, that is true.
A lot of great restaurants.
I find her alone. Just remember, celebrities people most resemble, you always aim high.
That's right.
I know, so when you get back to Stockard Channing.
It's like getting Jodie Foster.
We used to get that a lot. We asked girls what they look like.
Yes.
Jodie Foster was always the tip-off that there was just something not right.
It was dangerous.
Not a good-looking woman.
There were two, actually. It was Jodie Foster and, oh, my God, she's not on TV. Christy McNichol.
Christy McNichol. That's the one that used to set off the Christy McNichol alarm.
Yes, there was trouble there.
Why isn't she on TV?
Maybe she's working behind the scenes.
Mike.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Commercial.
Ah.
Oh.
Yes.
Must we?
Yes, we must. But when we come back, do you know who Andrew Fisher is?
No, I don't.
No.
Didn't you get the card?
No.
Well, then read the card during the break.
Andrew Fisher.
Yes. Don't give it away. I'll give you a hint, though. Don't say anything. It's this guy.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Oh, that's a good guy.
We'll be right back.
Sandwich. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had fried food again for lunch today. I know, I shouldn't have had it, but I couldn't help myself. You think I lack self-discipline?
The Don and Mike Show.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Outrageous.
We just went to a funeral and it really cheered us up.
They have Howdy Beast on Lips.
Oh, yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow? Punxsutawney Phil. That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day.
Andrew Fisher is on the phone.
Huh?
This is the guy that we were going to have on the show last week. The guy sold his forehead.
Oh.
Where this guy, Snorstop. Which line's he on?
He's on the 444.
Who's on the other one?
This I do not know.
Hmm. Oh. So he was on the other one. Hello?
Oh, wait a minute. Sugar, I'm sorry. My radio's up. I wasn't planning on talking to you on the air.
Oh, all right.
I was just calling to tell you I was going to the movies tonight.
Oh, very good.
Sweet pea.
Oh, what will I do without you tonight?
I don't know. What do you want me to pick you up anything special at the grocery store?
Let's not have all of our intimate conversations on the air. Yeah, please. Would you please?
Anything in particular?
You know what I like, baby.
All right.
What do I like, baby? Tell them what I like.
They don't sell what you like at the grocery store.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. What are you going to see tonight?
I might see, I don't think Closer's still playing, so maybe I'll see In Good Company.
In Good Company? Oh, that's the Dennis Quaid movie?
Yeah.
Blew. Have a good time.
Well, you like Dennis Quaid.
I know, but I don't like that other guy because he calls himself Topher instead of Christopher. He's too cool.
Cool. Right.
Too cool for school. My name is Topher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, enjoy yourself. I will, be studying the President of the United States tonight.
That's why I thought it was a good night to go to the movie.
Yeah.
State of the Onion.
And there's nothing better than drinking alone and watching the president give his speech.
That's entertainment.
All right, baby.
Your drinking is not at all affected by whether I am there or not there.
No, it's not.
I know.
I'm an every night drinker.
That's not good.
It's fantastic.
Ask your buddy. Mike won't tell you that's good.
Well, see, I don't drink every night. It's just when I do drink, I don't stop.
See? Why don't you be more like Mike?
Oh, you don't want that.
No.
I got a big laugh from Buzz.
All right, goodbye, baby. I love you.
All right, bye.
Enjoy.
You too.
Okay, bye. Now, here is Andrew Fisher. So you're two lines on hold. Didn't know it was my wife.
Well, you got that business taken care of.
Yes. Yes. What will I do without her around tonight? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
State of the onion.
Yes. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How pathetic is that? I'm jumping around like a little kid.
Your fortress of solitude.
I've got to be alone.
It excites you.
I've got to be alone.
Pathetic or lucky.
And now the second of two great interviews. Here is Andrew Fisher. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. Andrew is the guy that who sold his forehead for $37,375.
Man, oh man, oh man.
He has the logo of Snorestop on his forehead.
And you're making the rounds, Andrew? You going on a lot of shows?
Yeah, I've been. This is my my sixth show today.
Wow. Sixth show today. So they're not only getting your personal publicity, but, you know, by tattooing this on your forehead, but you're also giving them plenty of publicity by going on all these shows, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But now listen, think about this for a second, and I bet someone out there would do it. Andrew, I want to ask...
I know a lot of people.
I want to ask if you're going to get rid of the tattoo. That'll be after we talk about how much you're getting. For this $37,000, he only has to keep the thing on his head for a month.
That's incredible.
On his forehead.
Pretty good.
That's $1,245 a day.
Is part of your deal, obviously, first of all, do you have a contract, Andrew?
Yeah, part of the deal is that, well, first of all, it's not a permanent tattoo.
Right.
Oh, it's not even a...
It's
not even a permanent tattoo? Tattoo? Hello, would you answer that question, please?
It's not permanent at all.
What's that, a henna tattoo?
Yes, it's basically something that will not leave any mark or anything at all in 30 days.
Wow, that's good money.
This is the dumbest.
Hell, I do it.
This is the dumbest company in the world.
Hey, 30 days is 30 days, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, this is incredible.
But man,
what? No, how did you do this, Andrew? How did you get this ball rolling?
No inconvenience to you,
right?
Well, that's why I did temporary. I didn't want to be stuck with having to deal with getting.
Yeah, but it just seems to me. I mean, they're paying you a fortune. How did you? Did you come up with this idea yourself?
It's obviously better for me that way. Yeah, well, all I did was I made an eBay auction.
Right.
And then I started getting phone calls. I didn't go to people and say, hey,
do
a report on my eBay auction. I just started getting phone calls.
So was it your idea to put your forehead on eBay? Is that how it started?
Yeah.
And this company actually came through. Who was the second highest bidder?
The second highest bidder was Golden Palace Casino.
Of course.
Golden Palace.
I'm surprised they didn't jump all over this.
Golden Palace.
So at the end of 30 days, if this is what, would you say, was a hyena tattoo?
A henna tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah, for about 30 days.
About 30 days. Yeah. What do you have to do? Just get like an SOS pad and give it one time over your forehead? Or does it naturally fade? What do you have to do?
No, it's actually not even a henna tattoo. It's just your standard temporary that you put on.
That's incredible.
Like
all I need is a washcloth and some rubbing alcohol, and it'll take it right off.
You know, I believe that the reason you're probably getting this money because you're the first. I mean, you wouldn't get a lot of people doing this.
That's why I figured it wouldn't need to be permanent.
Right.
Because it's really the idea itself and not necessarily...
This coming, listen, I'm...
being permanent.
I got no problem with you, Andrew.
I don't have a permanent tattoo on my forehead.
But man, this company is dumb for paying you and allowing you to have a tattoo that in 30 days, it's just going to be gone like...
But you know what? If he's the first, you're not going to get the second guy to do this that's going to get any publicity whatsoever.
No, but see, the second guy will get publicity if the second guy says, I'm putting it on my head forever.
Permanently.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought the deal would be with Andrew, or that after 30 days he would go and have it removed. I didn't know that it was just going to fade away.
Here's a question I have for you, Andrew. Do you have in your contract, are you obligated to do a certain amount of media, of publicity for the company, for having this tattoo? Is that part of the deal?
That's something that we're, it's not really a set amount.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kind of working with each other to make sure that everybody's happy.
So do you have to keep freshening this thing up? Do you have to keep applying it to keep it fresh?
Well, yeah, because, you know, the ad needs to be there.
Right.
Start
how many times a day?
Like, the spot, then I got to redo it.
Do a lot of people see your forehead? Do you get your forehead come in contact with a lot of people?
Yeah.
Yeah, like who, where?
How do you get your forehead out there?
Well, it's a little known fact, but there's actually people in Nebraska.
No, I know, but where do you go that you would run into a lot of people?
Oh, just around town, stores, malls, gas stations, restaurants.
Are you doing any traveling? Are you going to be going on any TV shows?
I actually was in New York last week, so everyone on the plane saw me.
Everybody on the plane saw me on the way to New York.
35 people.
But mainly this, I'm guessing, would be a...
Too.
Pardon me?
I sat in the back of the plane, so, everyone on the way.
This would mainly be a phenomenon in Omaha, Nebraska, in your home state of Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where people would see you as you go into the five and dime and stuff?
Yeah.
Adam, when did you decide to settle for the 37 grand? Was that when the time limit was up?
Well, it was an eBay auction, and when the auction was over, that's what the high bid was.
Wow.
So I didn't really have an option to take.
Has anybody on eBay stolen this idea and running with it, opening up their foreheads?
300 auctions. Selling my forehead. Mine's bigger. Things like that. And they're getting like $50, $10.
One of our listeners.
Robbie?
Andrew, when you put it on eBay, how many days was your auction? Did you have a starting price and did you have a reserve?
A starting price of one penny and no reserve.
So really, with no reserve, and you got
37 grand.
What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, man. I'm going to use some of it for probably some schooling. I'd like to get into
That schooling would be good.
There you go.
And that's a good verb.
Can I recommend something? I don't know you very well, Andrew. You sound like a nice guy. A nice trade school. something. Are you good with your hands?
Cheaper.
What? Pardon?
It's cheaper.
Trade schools are cheaper.
Trade schools
are
cheaper. That's right.
Because he could learn gun repair.
Andrew, after you get done with a snore stop, are you going to open your forehead to other advertisers?
Actually, I've already received quite a few emails from people asking that exact thing. Okay. And actually, a couple offers.
Okay. So what's your best offer so far?
What, Andrew?
What's that?
What's your best offer?
Oh, I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you give us a hint?
It's not anywhere close to the current price.
Ah. Oh, so it's a lot less. Is it a major corporate account?
Big name?
No, I had never heard of them before. So it's not something that I even think is going to go through. We'll see what happens.
Good luck. That's a great question, Rob. Andrew, do you know your IQ?
Have you ever had it tested?
Oh, not had it tested.
Yes. Right. What do you think?
I don't even know.
Well, it's a brilliant idea, Andrew.
I like to think it's up there.
Yeah,
what do you think? 85, 90?
I don't know. Sure.
Sure. Roughly that. Andrew, how are your friends and family members reacting to this?
They're pretty excited about it. It's not every day that somebody in Nebraska gets on national TV.
True.
Absolutely.
You sad about Johnny?
Yeah, that was definitely...
Yes. What did Johnny mean to you, Andrew?
The king of comedy. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Good answer, Andrew.
Well said.
I mean,
yes, Andrew.
All the ones
does this
now
having
there.
Having this on your forehead, is this helping
I
you?
So.
Having this on your forehead, is this helping you out with chicks?
No, it's not actually.
Andrew, can I ask you a question? I'm just going to throw this out, and I don't. I'm just. It's a. Every now and then, I get a gut feeling. Andrew, do you smoke marijuana?
No.
Okay. Good for you.
I've been asked before, but that's not why I came up with this idea.
He's been asked that before, Mike.
Stay in school.
I'm not surprised.
Puff the Magic Dragon. It's a song about a boy and his magical dragon.
Are you a pothead, Fokker?
We love that.
Well, this is great, and you're going to continue doing this?
Yes, I am,
Andrew. God, Rob, how do you feel about the untimely passing of James Garner?
What's that?
How do you feel about the fact that James Garner is dead? I know it's a bummer, isn't it?
No.
He's not.
Yeah. Well,
it's just terrific, Andrew.
Andrew, what does Askar Ben mean to you? Askar Ben. That is Nebraska spelled backwards. And you know, here's a trick for you.
I got a question for Andrew. When he looks in the mirror with his forehead, what does it say?
Boy.
Well, what's it say,
Andrew?
Andrew,
I'm sure you're looking at it every day.
I'm not in a meeting right now. Let me think. It'd be P-O-T-S.
Pot?
Pot.
Bingo!
Pot.
I'm just guessing here, Andrew. When you look in a mirror, do you cast a reflection?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good.
That's
good,
you?
Good sign. Well, most of us do.
Not me.
All right, Andrew, can I tell you, you're a dynamic young man.
I would venture to say any corporation that would have you as their spokesmodel would be pleased.
If a man named Les Moonves called, take that call.
Yes. Andrew, thank you for your time. Now, are you on the web?
And basically will be just Andrew having a third eye.
Is there anywhere where, oh, if you got the CBS logo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anywhere we can see you on the web?
Yeah, you can check out humanadspace.com. I'm posting daily updates about just weird things that happen.
Good. Humanadspace.com.
Got you, Andrew.
Is this one of the weirdest things that's happened today, this interview?
This was probably the most interesting interview, so.
That's very good.
It was for us, too.
Hey, Andrew?
You threw me some curveballs. I don't think I got them all back, but that's okay.
Listen, you hit a home run, Andrew, every time, a home run.
Kudos to your self-awareness.
Okay,
thank you, my friend. Good luck.
Yeah, you too.
Bye, Andrew. Take care.
I think your IQ, seriously, Andrew, is probably in the low 80s.
I'll get it checked and I'll let you know. We'll see.
Call us back, Andrew.
Yeah, probably 88.
They have tests online.
On a good day, maybe an 89.
You know, they have online tests. You could probably do it and call us back today.
But what if you couldn't figure out how to...
It's not the right. It's not the real thing.
No, good. If you go to emode.com, that's pretty good.
That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. What's the capital of Vermont? See, I got to take 2 points off right now. You're already down near an 85.
These are bad questions. These are questions that you have to know in school, but once you get out, you don't need to know anymore.
Absolutely right. Especially when you're making 40 grand to put a SnoreStop logo on your head.
These are bad questions.
These are bad questions. What do you think you're proficient at? If we were to quiz your intellect, what is your, besides pot, what is your number one topic that you think you're good at, like in trivia or in facts?
Good question.
I mean, is it sports? Is it? Let me guess. Is it Dungeons and Dragons?
No, it's not, but I'd probably be able to hold my own in computer terms and computer history.
Computer terms, yes. All right.
Well, let me see. I don't know anything about computers.
How are you going to make him look bad and find the hardest question, and I won't even know it?
No. I don't... can you tell me...
Do we have any computer nerds on the show that would be able to ask him a tough question?
I will go the other direction.
Oh, boy, I hope not.
Andrew Fisher, do you know the team's playing in the Super Bowl this weekend?
I know the team that's going to win.
Who's that?
Patriots.
And who are they playing, Andrew?
That's the bad part.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, Andrew, you're down near Forrest Gump range now.
No, honestly, I'm not a huge football watcher.
What is your hobby, Andrew? What is your favorite? What is your favorite hobby?
Picking them and eating them.
Favorite hobby?
Favorite hobby, yes, Andrew. Favorite hobby. What is it? Your favorite hobby, Andrew. Andrew Fisher, your favorite hobby?
Listening to music.
I got a question for you. Do you play any instruments?
Technically, I play guitar.
Yeah. Do you ever milk that guitar?
it doesn't sound very good. You wouldn't want to hear me.
Okay. No. I think we would. Do you have a guitar? Is a guitar handy?
No, it's not. It's about 8 feet away, but I'm going to tell you it's not just to say.
Andrew, it is. It's 8 feet away. You could go get it and play a song for us. Please, Andrew?
Play it in and everything. It'll sound horrible.
People are starved for entertainment. People are dying to be entertained, Andrew.
This is your chance, AF.
What could you do, Andrew?
I'm serious. I don't know how to play.
Andrew, what TV do you enjoy looking at? What TV program?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, all right. Very good. That's a new show.
I hear you when you whisper.
Seinfeld.
Beth Ann.
What's Beth Ann whispering?
Something about the computer.
Oh, you got a question about the computer?
Oh, no.
I found a computer nerd, and his name is Andrew.
Andrew, step right up to the microphone.
Hey, all right.
Andrew, meet Andrew. Okay. We have our Andrew here, Andrew, and he's going to quiz you about computers.
Oh, boy, you didn't probably ask, but you probably thought some tough ones.
Our Andrew, I've been very tough on in the past. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is your chance to rise the occasion.
It's my time to shine.
Give this guy a nerd computer question that will knock him down.
I think we might have your twin brother on the phone here.
Andrew to Andrew. Okay, Andrew, go ahead. Let him have it.
Yeah, I knew it would start like that.
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I have to think of something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
Why are you in here? Did you ask or did Beth Ann get you?
Beth Ann actually just pulled me in.
She kind of put you on the spot. All right.
Yeah.
A computer question for Andrew Fisher on the phone here.
Let me see here.
Let me start with an easy one while Andrew comes up with a question. What does CPU stand for, Andrew, on the phone?
Crime Prevention Unit, Buzz.
What, Andrew?
What was that question?
What does CPU stand for?
Central Processing Unit.
Andrew? Our Andrew? Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good question, Buzz. All right, now, Andrew, it's Andrew. Our Andrew, it's time for your question.
Come on, Andrew.
I'll continue with the abbreviation theme.
Oh, I have to ask him a question?
No.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, we can have a debate. Enough, yeah, go ahead. Try. Ask our Andrew the nerd a question. Go ahead, Andrew, on the phone.
What does DVD stand for?
I have no idea.
Digital video disc?
Right. Oh. Right. Yes.
No?
No.
What?
Well, what is it, Andrew?
Digital versatile disc. It doesn't have to be movies.
All right. I'm ready to throw a grenade into this segment right now.
I think this is one of the better segments we've ever done.
To blow up the world. I know, you're absolutely right. It's just driving me nuts.
I thought DVD stood for Dick Van Dyke. Andrew, R. Andrew.
You could have pulled that out, but it's too late now.
Could have pulled what out, Andrew?
The DVD standing for Dick Van Dyke, because I guess I didn't specify.
Yeah,
I could have pulled that out. It's too bad your mom didn't have...
Andrew, Andrew on the phone.
One more. Come on now, nerd boy.
What does a GUI stand for?
What, a GU what?
Graphical User Interface.
There you go.
Good question, good answer.
Thank you, Andrew. All right, Andrew, the worksheet, you've been defeated by Andrew from Nebraska.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for another less than stellar performance.
You're welcome.
You may be excused.
Go back and relieve Colette at the front desk.
There he goes.
That's good. WJFK, Infinity Broadcasting, may I help you?
I think it's some sort of radiation coming off those terminals.
While you sit there at that desk, visually undressed Beth Ann McBride as you go through her messages.
Hey, Fisher.
Yeah.
What does FTP stand for?
File Transfer Protocol.
I'm out. That's it. That's all I know.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. All right, he's found his niche. He's right.
He's right. He proved himself under pressure on the show.
Yes.
3 for 3. That was actually kind of scary. I thought you were going to come at me harder than that.
Well, we didn't have anybody that was qualified to do that. Our own Andrew, once again, failed miserably.
He loves turkey soda.
Do you like girls?
Me? Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, you could probably advertise for that on your forehead.
On the internet.
Looking for...
Yeah.
Life. Advertise on her forehead.
Only briefly.
Have you ever been in the comfort of a woman?
Yes, briefly.
Really?
For you.
There
was another word there.
You said briefly.
How much? How much did you pay?
Oh, God.
He's kidding, of course.
I'm kidding, but really, how much did you pay? Okay, let me rephrase the question. Did she press charges?
That's enough about that.
Oh, we're just having fun, Andrew. Yeah, just getting around.
How old are you, Andrew?
I'm 20.
20 years old.
I'm 20. Mr. Snorstop. What?
Can't even buy a beer.
What do you want to do for a living, Andrew?
No, I can't. I got to wait. I'll be 21 in April, actually, so.
What's your career going to be? What are you going to do when you grow up?
I don't know. I was thinking web page design, but that.
No.
That
I got it.
What?
Serious, I got it.
What?
Enlist.
Yes.
We need guys like this in Iraq.
Absolutely. Go for it.
We really do.
Mm-hmm.
We need guys like this. On the front lines.
That's something I'm also actually looking into.
Don't do an ad for Target.
everyone on the message board is like, I hope Target wins.
Yeah, we just had a guy made that joke.
That's terrific.
All right, Andrew, it's been good talking to you, boy. $37,000 he got.
You're a wealthy young man, Andrew.
On his forehead.
Because of this brilliant idea, and good luck to you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time.
Goodbye now.
Would you like an autographed photo of us?
Take care.
Sorry, was that no?
I guess that's a polite no.
Is that no?
Okay.
Andrew?
He's got the world by the tail.
Andrew?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Hang up now.
Still here? I'm still here. Bye.
Yeah, no, you
bye, Andrew.
You can hang up.
Come on, you first.
No, you hang up.
He's one of these guys.
Oh, no.
He's one of these
Andrew,
guys.
Andrew, it's an interface we have on the phone. We need you to hang up first.
Hey, good bluff, Mike.
There you go.
And if, good bluff.
Sometimes I can speak, nerd.
Moose out front should have told you.
Wow. Oh,
boy.
I'd love to know his IQ. I really wish he'd take a quiz.
I'd like to meet some of the executives from Snorstop.
Yeah. You know, I didn't get into
Snorstop.
But that was my big thought.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so he's retarded, but he got the money out of them. They didn't even make him put a real tattoo.
No, and it's him.
That's wasted money.
This is the guy that's going to be going on TV and radio programs, and listen to him.
I like this.
We can laugh all day. He made a quick 37 grand.
Yes, he did.
Yep. Phone scan time right now, everybody. Give us a call. We call Beth Ann.
Yeah. This could be his biggest earning month ever.
I was thinking about you the whole time.
Yeah.
How much better a spokesperson you would be.
Hi, VA.
Hey.
Hey, listen, seriously, see if you get somebody from Snorstop on the telephone, an executive.
Okay.
Tell them we'd like to congratulate them and ask them if they're going to be opening their windows tonight and just throwing money outside. Let me know, though, if you get anything.
Okay.
All right, bye, VA.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Andrew. What's that?
And good call sending our Andrew in.
Yeah, oh boy.
He's dynamic, huh?
The dynamo.
Andrew the Andrew.
Let me see. That's always good on a radio program. Let me see.
877-365-3636. That's our toll-free number. Canada 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls with the phone scan. These are live on-screen calls. Anything goes when we come right back.
I don't know.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the or the?
Is it the Frank or the Bean?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like I think it's a little bit of both.
Break the vein! Break the vein!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a.
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean, I
don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I need to find some Bactine, honey.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, Billy Ocean.
Tight, bright, out of sight.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
Yes.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hold on, Mike, that's my fault. I pressed the wrong button.
Hello?
There we go.
How does that sound?
There you go.
Does that sound better?
Yeah.
Good.
That's where it should have been.
As opposed to this one.
Correct.
You want to do a test?
Yeah, you see, the thing is, I don't know if people listening to the radio...
will be able to tell.
Will be able to tell a difference.
We can tell. Here's one.
Hold on. See, I got the thing is, I can't have both of them on at the same time.
Okay, so there's this one.
Hold on. I got to turn them both off right now. Which one are you talking into?
Mike 3.
Mike 3. Okay, here's Mike 3.
Mike 3.
Now, Mike 2.
Mike 2. Oh, yeah.
See, doesn't number 2 sound better than number 3?
It doesn't it always?
Not usually.
Oh, actually, number 3.
Do you remember what number 3 is on our show?
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Maybe. Yeah.
If you like two more than three, you got a problem.
Yes, you do.
And now what on God's name are you doing, Rob?
He's helping me out here.
What? Hold on. Which one are you on?
Not plugged in.
Rob's microphone's not
you
plugged in.
You just unplugged it and now you're talking in it. You idiot. You idiot.
You know what the family speedwack hails from?
Now he's talking to the other one that's not on.
There you go. What?
The family speedwack hails from Poland. I'm going to take that mic back to engineering and have them tweak it and get it back right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. There we go. I didn't know whether I was turned on or not.
You know,
I'm always turned
on. Aren't you turned on?
Yeah, I'm always turned on.
And thus, turn on and turn out.
Yeah.
Or drop. What is it? Turn out, turn on and...
Tune in, turn on, drop out.
That's it.
Yeah, tune in, turn on, drop out.
Jesus. The station's a mess. I swear to God, the station's
really?
A mess. Yeah, you didn't notice?
No, I thought everything was fine.
We might as well be doing the show from Baghdad.
This is ridiculous, really. This is the way studios were back in the 1800s.
877-365-3636. Phone scan time.
The wooden era of radio.
Well, yeah. Now at least the microphone's okay.
Yes, it sounds good.
I won't be neurotic about the levels on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have had to move your position.
Yes, and I'm lower. I am seated lower, but I have not had time to adjust my new stool.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Now that I'm on number 2.
Hello.
Hello.
I still like 3 better than 2.
Oh, I think I do.
Hi there.
Hey, but give it up for 1. Let me just say, one does.
Underrated.
One is the loneliest number.
Mm-hmm. I've seen websites.
That you'll ever do.
I've seen websites where they combine all three.
One, two, and three. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Hello? Hello? One, two, three?
Yes, you're on. Hello.
Hello, listener. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh. That's the only one we're going to let go today. You should be able to tell how we're doing. We're doing fantastic today.
I'm one of the nameless, faceless fans of yours.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
And
let's keep it that
way. I'm moving out of the market.
I like it nameless and faceless.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I'm saddened by moving out of the market. I really enjoy you guys very much.
Well, we enjoy you, too.
Thank you. And,
you know what you are right now? Thing. You know what you are? Dead to me.
No.
You're a listener.
No. Well, I could be back one day. I could be back.
Then you will rise from the dead.
But until then, as of this moment... Let me just say, the Pope is full of life compared to you.
The Pope is recovering, Don.
I believe. I believe.
Keep believing it, Mike.
The Pope. We'll be together.
Right, shut up. Here.
The Pope has stabilized.
Sure.
He's going to be fine.
Sure. He actually picked up his drool cup today.
Do you think he gets out of the hospital, the Pope?
Yes, but only for pomp and circumstance. Really?
When they want to put him back on the drum line.
They'll take his mummified body, bring it back out, you know, get him his drool cup again, and
right.
I guess on Sunday, prop him outside.
I read a headline today, Catholics reacting with calm concern.
Yes.
That's basically saying, you know, that you know, when somebody's, when you're real sick and somebody's reacting with calm concern, it means everybody knows you're not long for this world.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello.
Hey, I was just wondering, my question is actually for Buzz.
Oh, okay.
Seeing as how he is a connoisseur of the late 70s movies, I was wondering if you would like to add to your collection of them.
Are you talking about Buzz's pornos?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, if there's something I don't have that I should have from the late
70s. Buzz, before you jump into this, this guy sounds like he wants to trade with you.
No, not a trade. I'm just trying to get rid of this stuff. I've got boxes where Buzz can watch.
Is it pretty, have you watched them?
Well, I haven't watched them. No, there's too many.
So they're unopened.
Oh, 8 millimeter.
They're
8 millimeter.
8 millimeter.
Are these sealed?
Right. 8 millimeter.
Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow.
Here's an 8 millimeter.
That's right.
So you said that your whole collection is sealed?
No, it's not sealed, but I've got enough for Buzz to watch 24 hours a day for about a month.
But are any of them sealed?
Don't believe so.
Then Buzz would get cooties. We have to say on Buzz's behalf, the answer is no.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But thank you. That's just not the type of thing you want to share.
I don't have a projector.
And also, just that equals chlamydia.
Yeah.
I see in some way you coming in one day and like, Buzz is broadcasting today from a leper colony. You know, because you watch some guy's creepy 8 millimeter that has his creepy cooties all over it.
They're not sealed, but some of them are resealed.
Hello. Oh. Not on my show. Sealed with a kiss.
Oh.
Our lips are sealed. Hello. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
What kind of glue is this?
Hello. Oh, what a feeling when we're dancing on the ceiling. Speaking of that of which we don't speak of anymore.
Yes, of course.
Isn't she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
Hello.
Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. He'd ask me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again.
You have no pitch.
It's pitchy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Oh, and hey, hold on a second, my friend. About last night, LL Cool J, could he hug a few more losers on that show?
That was his thing. That's what he liked to do.
Although, that show's so great. When they brought out, and you guys were talking about the fat chick in the first hour we had on this show.
Yes.
She could have looked nothing like the monster that they wheeled out for the first performance last night at American Idol. This chick is so fat, so ugly, that at one point they were trying to be polite to her.
Say something about image.
Yeah.
You have an image problem.
Simon says to her, listen, frankly, it's the way you look.
Right.
And it's not that she was dumpy. She was just one of those big, fat chicks.
Yeah, and then Simon was being totally, brutally, horrifically honest with her.
Then LL Cool J goes over and...
How about a hug?
Because he's so nice.
I love that Bobby comment.
That's right. She said, well, not everybody has to be a Barbie.
Right,
honey. You're the Kirstie Alley of this show.
Sure.
Was I the only one, or did you watch it in high def as well?
Yeah.
I watched it in high def.
Did you see the skin tags?
Oh, yes, on the real ugly lady?
Yeah.
The ugly fat lady?
I mean, she needed, like...
There was the one lady that was fat that didn't have any... that had a hairdo that was... she had slightly longer hair.
I'm talking about
the one...
She
went to Hollywood.
The one who sang I Could Have Danced All Night.
Oh, that was sad.
Yeah, and she needed, like, toenail clippers on that neck.
Yeah, that was skin tag central.
Time for some snipping.
It's like when you see a shark, you know, with those bait fish that are attached to it.
Oh, by the way, I know you don't like the whole concept,
right.
But you should especially watch American Idol now when they're not seriously
doing the bad people.
When they're just goofing on people.
Right.
Oh, it's the best.
I Could Have Danced All Night. I remember that one like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Yes, it was just last night, Mike. Yeah, hi, listen, sorry, what am I saying? Sorry, we're incredibly entertaining.
Yeah.
We took up some airtime. Can you possibly keep up the level that we've got going?
I'll try.
No, that is not the right answer.
Yes, we need more confidence.
Absolutely. The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
That's why I said Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, man?
No.
That's almost like how you doing.
Hello. What's going on?
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, you guys.
It's us. Yes, that's right. These calls are unscreened.
You can hear me, huh?
Yes.
Hey, I just realized how long I've been listening to you guys. It's like, man, 10, 12 years in Rochester here and Hot Fox 1280.
All right. It's one of our longest affiliates.
And it's been, just flew by, man, because I remember when you guys used to call Italy all the time, and I was working at a buddy's pizza shop.
Yeah, hey, hold on just a second. Give me enough time to hang up on you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Uber Alice.
And I know that a lot of people go, well, that's rude behavior. I mean, look, the guy was nice, but it's like, you ever listen to a show like Sean Hannity, where it's, Sean, first off, I want to say, you know, you get the guy's freaking bio. Right. I work at Walmart. I've listened to you for 3 years, really have changed my life, and I don't leave my house at all because it's like, oh, Jesus, shut up.
Right.
Just get to the point.
Bring something to the table.
Get to the point.
Get right to the right-wing theories.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, it's Chris. How you?
All right.
He got himself.
All right, you saved yourself,
good discipline.
Chris.
Whew, goodness. Do you guys remember the Sid and Marty Krofft Hour?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Came after
Sea Monster, Land of the Lost. Okay, Deirdre Hall got her start as Electra Woman in Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
I don't know. My Sid and Marty Krofft begins and ends with H.R. Puffin stuff.
Was Land of the Lost where they had the slee stacks?
Yes.
And do you remember they had one called Lidsville?
Yeah.
Starring Charles Nelson Reilly.
It was a land of... Everyone
exactly.
was hats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lidsville. Get it, Lidsville.
Oh,
yeah.
And he was an evil guy, and he wanted to steal the hat.
That's about as good as you've ever been in an airport, of course, and seen this lids.
Yeah.
One of those airport stores where you
right
can buy every
hats.
Baseball hat. Mm-hmm. And why is it when you're in an airport, for some reason you go, Florida Gators, that's a cool hat.
Right.
You're like $20 and you buy them and you get on the plane and you go,
why?
I don't even like the Florida Gators.
I don't know. I just miss CNR. I really do. Miss seeing them on TV.
Charles Nelson Reilly? You know, he's turned us down 4 times.
For sex or for an appearance on the show?
I've tried to get him on for Match Game for 5 years.
Wow.
He will not even return our calls anymore.
Oh, but you did have a conversation with Rip Taylor's assistant, didn't you?
Yes, I did. We look for Rip Taylor in the near future.
Didn't you, Bobby Spiewak?
I did. He called my cell phone. Is this Bobby? Yes.
Bobby Spiewak.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, a couple of weeks ago when you guys were on vacation.
Yes.
You guys were...
Much deserved vacation. And let's be honest, not a couple of weeks ago. Now it's coming up on a 1 month anniversary.
Well, I've been trying to call in for a while now. It's been hard to get through. But anyways...
I know, because we're popular and you've listened for a long time.
Well, hey, I just wanted to tell you, you guys played a tape of Mike doing a bit where he was Kelsey Grammer and Jerry Lewis and Bob Hope, and I swear to God, it just made me almost drive off the road. It was the funniest thing I'd heard in a long time.
All three at the same time?
Yeah.
That's back when I was doing the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, it was hysterical.
Yeah, so I can't do that anymore.
Thank you.
We call that the trifecta. I used to do trifectas all the time when I was on the drugs. And now that I'm not doing the drugs anymore, I don't do the trifectas anymore. I'm barely able to get one out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, sorry. And I got to get myself, because I almost, it's for me, because I almost...
Almost fell
okay.
for it.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio
yes.
Gods.
Hi there.
One quick question.
Yeah.
In your
little segment there with the delightful Andrew.
And thank you for calling it a little segment.
Uh-huh. I apologize.
No, please don't. I took it as a compliment.
Yes, the delightful Andrew. What a perfect description of Andrew. Perfect. Delightful.
Well, you asked him if he knew what ascarbin was. Wasn't that what Rob's baby was passing?
Yesterday, yeah.
That's very close. Thank you. Except that's Nebraska backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Ascarbin. Thank you, and you have...
I'd like to thank you for calling.
Hey, I'm Jerry Lewis.
Hi, this is Bob Hope.
Give me some heroin.
Are you back on the H, Mike?
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
You doing it between your toes still?
Give me my horse, man. I need my horse.
Bad horse.
Where's my horse?
I can't imagine. Can you imagine that? Boy, I'm dying to get high.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Which toe haven't I shot between so far today? At what point is getting high worth stretching your toes and putting a needle between your toes?
And can you imagine the excitement of seeing the blue vein? I got one. I got one that ain't messed up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I don't care how you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I don't care, but I would like to know why you are so rude to the Pope. The Pope. Talking about our Savior.
Come on. Even you can't keep up your composure on this. You're a goof caller.
You're a goof caller.
You know he's a frail old man. Come on. He's just flesh and bones.
Doesn't he look like Johnny Carson?
Oh, God.
You see? He didn't hold out long, did he?
Of course. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I just wanted to let Ass Father know that there's a Nazi show on tonight at 8 o'clock.
There's one on every night. He finds them all.
I'm sure Ass Father already knows that.
Ass Father.
We'll grab it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. There's a Nazi show on tonight that I'm going to watch. It's called The State of the Union Address.
Another production by A.F. Spiewak.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, I'm glad American Idol is on
you,
and everything.
You know, you do watch that State of the Union, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You won't watch, like, some of the political stuff that I'll watch. I don't watch the State of the Union.
I do, because
you watch it just to see if he screws up, right?
And allegedly, that's where he's going to lay out his plan of world domination for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Right.
And I know I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to get mad because, again, he's not going to be talking a lot about America.
Well, you're not going to get a lot of screw-ups. I'll tell you why, because he's strictly off the prompter. So he usually can muddle through that.
Yeah, but then I'm just going to get mad at the message.
But right,
because the message is, he might as well say, you know, hello, citizens of Iraq. It's a great new day in Iraq. We've had great elections in Iraq.
That's what he's going
to
talk about.
Hey, hello, what about Johnny right down the street, America?
Mm-hmm.
How about talking to us? I don't give a rat's ass about Iraq.
I do not believe I will be watching the State of the Union tonight because I'm still smarting.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. I always do. And I love when they have the asses on afterwards that analyze it.
Do you like the ceremony? You like the pomp and circumstance with the Mr. Speaker?
Oh, I'll tell you here's what I do like. I like when they get the close-in shots of the people that can't stand the president.
Yeah.
And this happened with both Clinton.
You might be selling me on watching
that. With both Clinton and Bush, they do a pretty good job of finding the people that just look like, oh, Christ, I hate this guy. And then the camera's on them, and you see them do the phony, he's my guy.
There's always that one shot of Teddy Kennedy, you know, that they get, and he looks like he's had some bad lasagna. always. And he's got the old man glasses, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Or he's got the transcript going, look at this crap.
There we go. And then it's always interesting to see what celebrity or person in the limelight that we should feel sorry for that they'll have up there. Like,
we'll have that.
I know that they've had Tom Brady before after they won the Super Bowl, and then, like, they love, there's nothing better than, and I don't mean this the way it sounds, but for their purposes, nothing better than, like, a guy that just came off the battlefield in Iraq and has been wounded, you know,
not enough
to kill him, but just enough to parade him out there and go, hey, you know. And really, it's not that they shouldn't be getting recognized, but it's like the whole State of the Union thing has become more of a... It's like the whole... with the parade for his inauguration.
Yeah. Well, why not recognize them during the national TV appearance when you can't provide them with a suitable armor when they're in the battlefield?
Right.
Armor all, Mike.
Armor
That's what I say. It's
Amen.
Great for your car.
Mm-hmm.
Under Armour, I'm for that as well.
Yes, that's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
And also at Mako, they got this kick-ass deal where you get your car armorized.
And fine meats. fine meats all over the place.
Armor meat company.
Bacons.
But my concern with the inauguration was, like I mentioned, it looked very militaristic. It looked very...
There was more security there. It looked like a military... It looked like something maybe in a former Soviet country.
Like Mussolini coming down the road. And tonight it's going to be more the same, more orchestrated. You know, I'm a great guy. This is my play. Hey, look who happens to be up there. Why, it's my good friend... Hey, it's Nicole Richie up there.
Right.
How are you, Nicole?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I'd
like to welcome Paris and Nicole. They're interning here at the Capitol for The Simple Life. Thank you, girls.
Somebody sent me the MP3 clip of Bush's wife on Good Morning America talking about the kid that's going out with the hot Bush daughter.
Uh-huh.
It was in the newspaper today that she's on TV yesterday, and they got a picture of this kid, this young man,
right,
bending over Jenna Bush. They're dancing, and he's giving her like the flamingo thing, and they're saying, is this serious? And Mrs. Bush, I'm going to need the newspaper to read the exact quote. You got today's Post anywhere?
Post, I got it.
Yeah, because I can't translate it off the top of my head, but what she says basically is, he's not the right one, he's not her boyfriend.
Wow.
He's not, and she says his name.
Wow. Singles him out.
She says his name.
I really just do not think he's proper for our daughter. We do not like him.
Yeah, meanwhile, her, I mean,
I hate him.
She might as well have Hoover written on her forehead in more ways than one. Hold on a second. You know what the part that I need is?
Missing.
Oh, I must have had the crossword puzzle
on. It goes from page 2 to page 5.
Yeah.
Where's 3 and 4?
I'm guessing Paul Gorgie's office.
Newspapers here at the radio station.
Gone.
They get pilfered.
Anyway, I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for the guy that's going out with her, because what Laura Bush did was get on TV and basically say, this is the guy's name, and he's a loser.
There's sorry no about chance. That paper. Most of the inner pieces were put under sales rep's chairs.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, do you think the president, like, looks at the TV guide to decide what network television he can interrupt and at what time it'll piss off most Americans?
Sure.
What's he bumping for you tonight?
What's that?
What's he bumping for you tonight? What show are you missing because of the president?
Well, thank God he's not bumping off American Idol. I mean, it's the only good thing on TV nowadays.
Okay, and it's a temporary tattoo on your forehead?
Goodbye, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, got a couple questions for you.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's a Law and Order tonight. Yeah. It's whatever CSI's on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
None of that stuff's on. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got a comment, actually. I figured out what your dream is about.
Oh, my dream about Frida's dream?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
It's Tran.
Yeah, Clementine.
You've got a little too much Clementine in your system.
I think maybe he's got a point.
Could be right. Really? You think so?
Yeah.
How about that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
How are eulogies prepared?
What? Come again?
I say, how are eulogies prepared?
I didn't get it that time either. That's
either way, it was like it had something to do with, I think, how you do it.
I thought it was saying something is prepared.
Yeah, that too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
None of it made sense.
Hello. Hi there.
Due to your new rules where you can't ask or inquire to your well-being, does that mean that how you doing, man, is like permanently banned?
Could be. No. Well, you know, we might have a special exemption.
Yeah, that's different.
For
that's all he can do to communicate with
us. But let me just say that if you had called in and said, Don and Mike, I'm curious as to your well-being, you know, that would have been accepted.
See, if you come up with a clever way of saying how you doing,
now we're gonna get
those. Yeah.
Well, don't worry, the phone scan's over. They'll forget by tomorrow. Listen, you're the last person.
No way.
Yes way. What is your name, darling? Any idea?
My name's Brenda.
And Brenda, you are from where? That's right.
Sacramento.
You've got the Tower Records $20 gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Everything worth hearing is here.
That made my day.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
We're fine.
Yeah, made her day. Isn't that great? Because when she wakes up tomorrow morning in that little hamlet, it's going to be another bad one.
I hope I'm not getting sick again.
You feel something
coming? I got bad gas. I mean, I've been holding it in all day.
Oh, no.
Elvin.
That was scripted out.
Sorry.
It's been an awful, you know, we don't do that anymore.
No,
That was not on purpose.
That was really just natural.
Probably just something
you could use the natural defense.
Oh, wow. You are getting sick.
God.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
What did you eat today? Ham?
or yesterday, or last week.
I can't. I'm Johnny AIDS. I'm sick all the time.
Oh, my God.
Please go to commercials so I can go.
Citrus spray.
Please go to commercials so I can go get the orange spray.
Oh, wow. Nobody tell the FCC about that, okay?
No, no. That's right.
That was an accident fart.
You had to really be paying attention.
Yeah, we're living within a 3-block radius. We'll be right back. Talk about the Super Bowl.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. The number one radio show in Toronto, the Don and Mike program.
Right, right.
I feel the earth.
Just a word before we get JB on here, before he's on the air.
All right.
You should know that James Brown is a friend of our show. He's from D.C. He's a big shot on Fox.
Yep. Yes.
And he's such a great guy. I'm not kidding. The station WJFK, this rat hole station, picked up his radio show. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this has happened to us plenty of times.
Sure.
You know, unceremoniously dumped him like a month into it.
Mm-hmm.
JB is such a pro.
Right.
That he doesn't do what you or I would do.
No.
Would say, you know, forget that station.
Absolutely
that
not.
Station.
No, probably the biggest class act in broadcasting today.
Amen. Which is why I still can't feel his motherfucker with us.
I know.
Because we're just jerks. And he's at the Super Bowl.
Right.
He's the man from Fox. Here is the great James Brown. JB!
You know what? I really love you guys very much. And, hey, you guys have been around long enough, as have I, to know those things happen. You can't worry about things beyond your control because it's all going to work out well.
It will.
Come on, fellas.
JB, not if I only mentioned that just to say, you know, you're a great stand-up guy, good friend of the show. We appreciate it. And
I wish we could learn from an example like this, but we never can. Will we?
No. So, JB, when did
Now, the only yeast that you guys put in the intro was saying I'm a bigwig, unless you were talking about me looking like a gorged tick.
No,
I'm
a
bigwig here at Fox. You guys know that I'm JB. Just a little old point guard that sets up the three Hall of Famers.
No. JB, listen, do not underestimate your role on that show.
Yeah.
And come on, you're the face of Fox Sports.
Well, and also it's the traffic cop duties that he plays every single Sunday with those guys, especially when they're outside.
Oh, don't
and Terry's wearing a scarf.
And don't forget when they use
the bosses here that Don and Mike are coming in to negotiate the deal. You know what? I'll be in good stead. Good move.
What about when you had to do the like they had a funny video show?
Right.
Remember America's Funniest Home thing, and JB was the host of that
for
a while.
I remember.
That was a pleat in your cape.
Hey, you know what? And fellas, that's calling it like it is.
Yeah.
My colleague Tony Kornheiser would rip me every time he'd see me. You know what? The thing is, I appreciate friends who call it candidly like you guys. It was a different move in the career path, but it certainly paid for my daughter's college tuition.
There you go.
I appreciated it nicely.
Then I ask you another question that you probably won't really be able to answer honestly, but how do you like Jacksonville?
Hey, I mentioned this, and I'm sure that a number of my buddies in the business, whether it's Dan Shaughnessy with the Boston Globe, Kornheiser with the Post, etc. Hey, look, a lot of folks are taking shots. My attitude, again, much like at the top of the show, we're talking about how I had the brief run on your air.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is. At the end of the day, and I'm not really being corny with you guys, I was blessed to host the kickoff celebration here in the city for the week of Super Bowl activities with all the bigwigs there. And as I told them, at the end of the day, it's been my experience. Whenever I leave an experience or a city, that which is indelibly ensconced in my mind is how did the people treat me? And the hospitality here has been simply wonderful.
Right. That's fair enough. Well, that's fair enough. Works. I mean, it is funny to read what Tony writes about Jacksonville and the Waffle Houses and all that.
But you know, JB, the Super Bowl literally could be in hell this year. And he would say, you know, it's a little warm in hell, but
the people
have been...
Yeah, the people are terrific.
They've been great.
Jacksonville, when you're here, you're family.
You know what? Right. This is what I've missed about talking with you guys. You know what? That's a fair shot. I hear you, because I'm always looking for the positive. Yeah. That's a cool move. Okay.
JB, about the game, I know you are about to head out. Bethany, when are you talking to T.O.?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm actually heading out of here to talk to his doctor. Well, actually, not his doctor, because he's there, obviously, in Baltimore. But we're talking with the specialist about what it all means. But T.O. has already said, look, I'm playing. I just want to find out what the team's obligations are if something happens to them. And you know what? And I got to be honest with you guys. I've actually shifted my attitude. I've heard a number of people who were saying, you know, T.O. has been awfully selfish. He's dominating the headlines. He needs to be back in the spotlight. What's the deal with him? He's taken away from the team's accomplishment. But most of the players I talk with say, hey, wait a minute. This is an opportunity with the biggest game, and those who have been there and have not gotten a Super Bowl ring, they still talk about it to today.
Oh, and JB,
the pain that they feel is palpable.
But JB, let me also, isn't he, I mean, yeah, he might be getting the spotlight right now, but aren't we talking about a guy that could do permanent damage? I mean, and he's taking his career in his own hands right now, isn't he, by playing
absolutely
in the game?
Absolutely.
He said he could get hit by a bus, though. I mean, anything
could
happen.
You know what? He absolutely is. But, you know, when you think back through it, hey, will it be worth it? Well, only he can make that judgment as to whether or not he's got enough money that he's okay with this. Two, the passion for the game, although he wanted to be and still loves basketball tremendously. So, hey, the guy is gifted. And if he really feels that this is a reasonable risk, and I'll be asking him these questions tomorrow, then what's he doing? Does he realize that he could conceivably be ruining himself for the rest of his career? Is that a fair question to ask? I'm going to ask him, and we'll find out. But, hey, Chris Collinsworth, a colleague of mine, and when I talked with those guys, it was him, it was Jimmy Johnson, Howie Long, Terry Bradshaw, and Troy Aikman. We were talking about Super Bowl memories and the pain that he was expressing, which he relives every year around Super Bowl time. Again, as I mentioned before, was palpable because he had two opportunities and didn't get the ring. So if it means that T.O. might ruin himself in terms of the future for the opportunity to get that ring, and he's financially set in his mind, that might be okay.
Okay.
And I got only one question for you, JB, about the mindset of both of these teams. I'm not a big T.O. fan. I lumped him in with Randy Moss and guys that celebrate too much. I've read what he said this week and seen the sound bites, and T.O. does seem to be carefree. He's down there. He was so funny during media day. He's on his microphone going, and he's all through the stadium going, Randy Mitchell, what are you doing over there? I see you. Hey, Ike, Chris, what are you doing? I mean,
right,
the guy was truly cracking me up, and he was self-deprecating. I like saying self-deprecating.
Yeah, no, self-deprecating. Right.
He was funny with his teammates and had a real passion. The Patriots seemed almost machine-like.
Yeah, that leads me to, I was going to wonder, going in, who do you think's got the momentum going?
Right, because, well, that's
you know what, and the way I've answered this, and this is not being politically correct, my head says the New England Patriots, because on paper, and they have certainly shown on the field, they have got all the ingredients, offense, defense, special teams, they got the running game, Tom Brady has had a better postseason because of the presence of Corey Dillon. They've got everything working for them, but my heart says the Philadelphia Eagles. And I haven't gotten in touch with the empirical evidence to substantiate the fact that when there are 2 weeks in between the Super Bowl, that the team that is the underdog usually loses in a bigger fashion. And New England, I know, while they won't say this, they are feeling awfully good about themselves going in against the Eagles. However, Brian Westbrook, a multi-talented young man, as you all know from Tabatha, Donovan McNabb, his teammates, young and old, black and white alike, really believe and trust in this guy, and he'll have to use his legs a bit more than he has before, even though he's fought the stereotype of the black running quarterback.
Right.
But if T.O. is even close to 85-90% and can give them something, then they've got a much better shot at it.
And then last thing, what are you going to do if, I know you guys hope that it's like 24-21 with 2 minutes left.
Absolutely.
But what are you going to do? What is the backup plan if they come to you at halftime and it's, you know, New England 38, Philadelphia 3, T.O., you know, broke his leg. What are you guys going to do at halftime? If you can hear,
we're going to try to tell you why you ought to hang around the second half, because, in fact, we've talked about comebacks before. We'll come up with, like, several examples of how it's happened. You know what? You've got to be honest at that point. John Madden would always call it, when you prepare for a game, you don't leave out from the teams that you're chatting with and the players and the coaches until your bucket is full. We've got to have enough information in there to make it compelling. But you know what? The bottom line, and, hey, fellas, there's no pulling your leg on this. The game is the thing. If the game isn't competitive, folks are going to tune away. They're not going to stand around or stay around to hear us talk or talk about what could be. The game is the thing, and I can only hope that whenever we have it selfishly, we look at it that way. Can it be a competitive contest so folks will hang in?
I think a lot of people feel the same way as you guys do. I think we all hope it's going to be a great game.
Amen. Well, JB, have a great time, and Jacksonville.
Saturday's good, fellas. Hey, check this out. The grits are good, too.
Hey, the grits are good. Yeah, there you go.
Of course. Waffle Houses, Applebee's, you know that whole thing. JB, he's on Fox NFL Sunday, Super Bowl. What now, Fox goes on at some ridiculous hour, like 9 a.m. What time do you go on, JB?
We actually start at 2 p.m., so it's only a four-hour pregame show, but the Super Bowl programming starts at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.?
If I can, wow. A little shameless plug here.
Yeah.
The Untold Super Bowl Memory Show is an excellent one. I think that one airs at 10 o'clock Eastern. Check it out. A good story on Reggie White through the eyes of his wife, Sarah White, and you'll love hearing the guys talk about some untold stories about the Super Bowl.
Well, we will. We and the rest of the free world will be watching you this weekend, JB.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Yeah, no pressure with, like, 800 million people watching you, right, JB?
And I try never to do that, but to think that I'm talking to the Don and Mikes of the world and have a good time at it, because if you think about that, then you get nervous.
Yeah. All right, JB, really, no kidding. You're the greatest. Have a great call of the game. Have a great time, and get the hell out of Jacksonville.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Good talking, as
you
always.
Too. You too, JB.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's the man.
Yeah.
But I mentioned he went to Harvard.
You know what?
Not surprised. And it is so true.
We would know more if the station had, had handled us the way that he was handled here. We would have said bye-bye. But he does that. You know, we do have a relationship with him, so it's good that he comes on the show.
Yeah. Classy guy he is, James Brown.
Yeah. And I'm going back to the Tony Kornheiser article about Jacksonville, though, which was just funny. I mean, really, everybody's saying it, and it's hey, but the game's the game, right?
And then there's the other side of the coin. Beauty queen Rich Eisen. I'm sure I will tone it down by the time we get him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But this week he's got Jim Nance syndrome.
Oh, does
he is simply too big, too busy.
Right.
One of the emails with Beth Ann.
Well, he's got so many more viewers than James. Oh, that was mean.
One of the emails that he sent to Beth Ann was something like that she forwarded to me from Rich. We were trying to synchronize with him this week, but he's just, so Super Bowl busy. That he wrote back that he couldn't do the time that we had requested, and perhaps it's time that Mike and I break our rule about never taping a segment. So I instructed Beth Ann to write back to Rich and say, I would rather run 20 minutes of silence than than come in at noon to tape a conversation with Rich Eisen.
Absolutely.
So, we'll have a good chance to give him both barrels tomorrow.
Very good.
Wow, I'll be here.
Maybe we'll let the air out of his Super Bowl balloon a little bit.
Well, he might need it.
Because I was trying to explain to Beth Ann, we've been to enough of those things before.
Absolutely.
There are some of those broadcasters, when they get down there, and I'm not talking about the athletes or the fans. I'm talking about specifically the TV guys.
Right.
They get down there, and when I was speaking with JB a couple of days ago, I didn't bring this up on the air because he'd get embarrassed. He mentioned to me how idiotic it was that Fox Sports had a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
So the announcers are being interviewed.
Right. And they start, some of them start to feed off all the hype and start thinking that they're the story.
Yeah, and a lot of those ESPN guys, we would go to the Super Bowl every year, those guys like Sterling Sharp and One-Eye Stu Scott. do you remember that guy?
Oh, my God, I've never seen a guy that was more serious about himself than Stuart Scott.
So Beth Ann is saying to me, we've had a problem scheduling Rich Eisen, and I said, I think Rich Eisen is a funny, decent guy, and I love having him on the show. I give him a pass this week. I said to Beth Ann, he's just got Super Bowl fever.
They get down there, and, especially when you go into the little radio rows that they have down there, and you've got these guys that are, they all think that they're the players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're really not.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and speaking of Super Bowl fever,
I have it.
Why should that tape work? Why should that tape work? I bet this one does.
Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow? It's a Tony Phil. Chuck Chuggers, it's
Groundhog Day! Okay. There we go.
We'll go to victory! Eagles!
I hate the Eagles. But I did mean what I said about Terrell Owens, that I found him to be engaging, not a jerk like Randy Moss, laughing a lot, saying, I want the attention, but it's, and he was calling out his teammates.
Yeah, the bottom line of
having
him,
fun.
The bottom line of him playing in this game, I mean, it's his ankle. I mean, he's the guy that could seriously come down on that the wrong way and shatter everything.
And you know, with a caveman like Belichick, you know that when the Patriots see him out there, they're going to say, okay, listen, here's a game plan. All 11 guys, jump on him and pull both of his ankles. Really?
Right. Go for the ankle.
Yeah, right.
When you were mentioning Super Bowl fever, case in point, remember, I'm trying to think, it might have been San Diego when we had on the guy for the Denver Broncos who wears the barrel.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Remember, that guy had two handlers.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's what it's like down there.
Everybody knows this from watching Broncos games. When it's 10 degrees in Denver, there's always the fat guy with the red hair who's allegedly naked underneath the barrel.
He had a press agent.
Wow. He had two of them.
Everybody's a star. So
he was walking around. He was walking around the Super Bowl, and we'd say, can we get you on the show? You got to talk to my agent.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, let's talk to this guy first. Oh, go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Too many.
Super fan.
Listen, as we mentioned before, the State of the Union address is on tonight.
That's right.
And it's a big deal. He's on, I just looked at USA Today. He's on every goddamn channel.
Mm-hmm.
Except, thank goodness, UPN and WB.
They right. just don't care.
You know what that means? Huge audience tonight for Jack and Bobby on the WB.
Mm-hmm. Good show.
Also, a huge audience
for... Do you watch that show seriously?
Yeah.
Your viewing habits, very interesting, yeah, Buzz,
aren't
Burbank.
They? Are you familiar, Buzz, with the Kevin Hill show on UPN?
Yeah.
On BPN?
I'm familiar with that show.
What are the plots of both of these shows, Kevin Hill and Jack and Bobby?
Kevin Hill is, of course, Ty Diggs, the handsome, the model. He plays a lawyer who's trying to raise a kid. It's like his cousin's kid or something. And then Jack and Bobby, about two kids. Ironically, one of them grows up to be president.
We could probably get Ty Diggs on the show because we know his brother.
Tony.
Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
We're connected to the Diggs family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at that. Every station. 9 o'clock. At least on the West Coast, it's done. You get your regular right. TV in. Anyway, here was my point. He's going to be on every channel tonight, Bush, with the government-run television.
I'll be watching Estado de la Nación.
He's going to be making his State of the Union address, and we will be talking to somebody very important about that speech when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Stupid president.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
We'll be in good time to mention the Super Bowls this weekend, you know that. We'll continue our coverage with Rich Eisen. This is brought to us whenever he calls by Tower Records. One of the biggest selections of music and movies you love that tower.
But this weekend again?
Yeah, this weekend. Okay. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, Buzz. Listen to this, everybody. Friends?
Yes.
Friends? Tomorrow on the show, we had a guy today named Andrew Fisher.
Yeah.
The guy that sold his forehead.
He was great.
Yes, a dynamo. He was a dynamo.
Listen to what Beth Ann just confirmed for tomorrow's show. In the opening segment, GoldenPalace.com. has made another buy on eBay.
Okay.
This one is great. They have bought a tattoo, one of those, it's not hyena, what is it again?
Henna tattoo. Yeah.
Henna tattoo on a pregnant woman's belly.
Yeah. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. For $4,000. Tomorrow, live on our show, 8-month pregnant Amber Rainey will have her stomach tattooed.
Very exciting.
Live on our show.
I love it.
Wow.
Live from Las Vegas or wherever the hell this is.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back. Nope, it's going to be in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
What a good place for that.
Yeah. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but you'll hear it live on the show tomorrow.
I hope she's half the dynamo that Andrew was.
Let me see. They're going to use the natural temporary tattoo to put the web address on her belly. Amber proclaims on her eBay auction page that people can't help but look at a pregnant woman's bump. And anyway, this will be live on the show.
Boy, just people making money hand over fist.
That's great.
Now, about...
selling their own skin.
About tonight, as I mentioned.
Tonight.
Bush is on TV tonight.
Right.
And now via special link up. Oh, do we have the sound effect? You know, I'll give you 13 seconds while you find that radio static thing.
Yeah, you got it.
Here you go.
Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow?
See,
Uncle
funnier.
Uncle Tony Phil. That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's...
Don't know where that sound effect is?
No, it should be here, and it ain't.
It ain't there?
It ain't dark.
Well, then we'll try it without the sound effect. Imagine some kind of great radio sound if it buzzed. State of the Union is strong.
Look at Buzz. Look at Buzz. Do it some more. It looks like you should be in Jurassic Park. You look like one of the dinosaurs.
The State of the Union is the.
Hello, come in.
Come in.
Hold on. President Bush.
Donnie?
President Bush.
Donnie, hold on just a second. We're practicing. How about the state?
Damn it.
What can I do for you?
Are you ready for your TV show tonight?
No, I am not. I am overstressed. I'm having trouble with this one. There are many words in here that I have not rehearsed.
Now,
I'm very concerned about this. You have to understand this is going to be an important one tonight. They're all thinking I'm going to be, too cocky and arrogant, and I got to come across as strong. Hopeful. Hopeful. That's the word. I mean, yeah, I'm going to change that one to hopeful. Optimistic is too many syllables.
That's right. Hey, look what we finally found.
Ah, yes, that special satellite music. Come in, this is W.
Listen, George.
Yeah, how you doing, Don?
I heard that you were stressed out about your show tonight.
I was stressed out for one reason. I thought that once you get elected for the final term, you don't have to do them anymore.
Oh, no.
Right.
I said, what's the point? I got it anyway. I'm in for 4 years. Why do I have to give my speech?
Listen.
And they said, you have to do it. I said, it is so hard because the prompters are too far away, and I can't read those big words when they're far away. You know, I have reading glasses, too, but I'm working on it right now. The state, my fellow...
You need to unwind.
I'm so stressed out, I can't believe it.
George.
What?
Listen.
What? Shut up.
Do you hear what I'm doing?
I was talking to one of my handlers over here.
I'm dialing the phone.
Are you calling in my lines?
You are reading my mind.
I
need a tea break. Meantime, Mr. Cheney disliked my idea.
What?
Knock-knock jokes.
Oh.
I thought it would be great. Knock-knock. Who's there?
You
President.
Reached in. 900
I gotta try another sex line.
All right, you got them all, though, right? You still have a suitcase full of them?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I hope they don't recognize me.
Because I heard that you needed to...
Unwind.
Yeah, get rid of some tension.
Talk to someone that will show me some kindness.
I have the number you're trying to reach is no longer.
Hi, baby.
To reach our home.
Hi, baby.
Hold on, I gotta write
Please
this down.
Please dial 1-900.
No, you don't want that. Nah, that you can't
did you
say
hit the
that.
Button?
I did. Why you okay. can't say that on the radio?
Six,
Geronimo.
Six, and then it would start with T, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I could use that.
Well,
be extremely helpful. May I take this opportunity once again to thank ye and all of ye for voting for me. Very exciting about
okay,
that.
Got the word in. Now, all we got to do when we get the phone sex girl on the air, is tell her that she's on the air.
Now, and can talk to her.
Yeah, you can unwind. You can
all
just
right.
be
Hi,
George.
Honey. Come on in.
Hi, baby. Three letters.
CPC for as low as $2.99.
Yeah, you can unwind. You can
all
just
right.
Hi,
be George.
Honey. Come on in.
Hi, baby. Three letters.
CPC for as low as $2.99 to $4.99 per minute. And you must be over 18.
Sometimes five
and
letters.
Baby.
You put an IE on the end of it.
Billing will begin 3 seconds
baby.
After the tone.
Six, right.
Assistance. Call 1-800-600-9609. Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
That's my spelling coach on
Please
there.
Be aware that your call may be monitored for quality.
Now remember, you cannot say that you're George Bush.
I understand. I'm just going to say I'm a citizen. Listen to that.
To go one-on-one.
Yeah, let's go one-on-one.
Girl.
Yeah?
Only $4.99 per minute.
Yeah, do it.
I'd like to go one-on-one.
Would
Press
you
one.
The 24-hour orgy party line?
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Please press
hit
two.
Hit the one key.
Only $4.49 per minute.
Which one did she say? Press two.
Press one.
Press three.
One.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can
I don't
press
have to do
stop.
That if I get the right lady.
Now, remember... You can't say, well, I mean, you can ask her about the State of the Union. Just don't say you're George Bush. You're just George.
I will keep it a clandestine secret.
I just have to say you're on the air.
Where is she? Where's my girl? I'm waiting for
Hello?
Her. Hello? Hello, is this... What's happening now?
I push star to get back to the main menu.
Press 1 to go
1-on-1. Okay.
I'm ready now.
Remember to get back to the main.
I know you're ready.
I'm ready. I've been ready for old time. I'm taking valuable time from practice.
I know. But this is going to help you unwind, George.
All right, just a few minutes, and I got to go back to speech practice.
W. I remember, I got to say she's on the air.
women should be at least 25.
I agree. Don and Mike's show, you are on the air.
Hello.
How do you do? How
do?
You know what I mean?
How do you do? Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Who's there? Hello.
I'm Tricky.
Hello, y'all hear me?
There.
I think you put us in one of them party lines.
Uh-oh.
Hello, I'm eavesdropping. Of course, I get to do that anyway.
Yeah.
John Ashcroft showed me how to do that.
I got to go back to the main menu.
What? I like that music.
That puts you like in a party chat room.
Hi, baby.
And then you got all those FCC issues.
Well, I've been very, very tired.
With guys who are telling their wives they're still at work.
I hope we can get one named Trixie.
Calling 900 numbers.
Yeah.
Hello?
How do, D?
Hello?
Don and Mike show, you are on the air.
Well, how do?
Well, how are you?
Well, how diddly do you? What's your name, honey?
My name is Layla. What's yours?
Layla, my name's... Well, you can just call me G.
G?
G, like G, like girl. G, you know, the letter. Just call me G.
G, Mike.
Okay, G.
How you doing? That's what I go by, G. Oh, Lord, it's good to talk to a friendly voice. What's your name, Leela?
Layla.
Layla. Oh, all right, Layla. That sounds kind of like Polynesian or something like that, or Hawaiian. Is that you one of them Polynesian chicks? I like your laugh, honey. I surely do.
I'm Italian. Where are you?
And I'm calling from, I'm calling from Wisconsin.
The cheese state.
Yeah, the cheese state. That's right. Yeah, I love Wisconsin. It is a good place to live.
Mm-hmm.
That is where I live, Wisconsin, right?
Oh, nice.
Layla. Boy, that's right. You wearing one of them flower necklaces?
No.
Boy, you sound great. Listen, Layla, I got a favor to ask you. Can you help me out here?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm a little stressed out. I got just tons of work piling up on my desk right and left, and I just want a little company, you know, just to talk to somebody, and I hope you're that person. You sound like you got a good sense of humor, and you're a good girl with a good head on your shoulders. Is that right, Layla?
Oh, absolutely.
You should ask if she voted.
Hey, Layla, did you vote by any chance?
Do I what?
I said, did you vote, honey? Did you pull the trigger and vote?
Yeah, sure I did.
Oh, yeah, who'd you vote for, you mind me asking?
Who'd I vote for?
Yeah, do you mind telling me?
Do I have to?
And you don't have to, darling, but I'd sure like to know. I'm just dying of curiosity. I got my curiosity, and that, you know, that's what they say. I dig it, and that's what killed the cat. That killed the cat. Curiosity killed the cat. Tell me who you voted for, darling.
Carrie.
Press the goddamn button.
What?
Press the other button. Oh, you get a laugh. I hope you get cancer. Oh,
wow.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. That's just, I want to talk to another girl.
Okay.
Carrie the fairy.
Hold on, I'm trying to get...
I mean, what's that? I'm trying to have a conversation and de-stress, and she voted for the...
You are stuck with her.
She voted for Herman Munster.
It won't get out of this. You got to get it on with her, George.
Layla, what the hell are you doing? I don't like your laugh no more. I tell you, that's not.
I'm only kidding. I wanted to see your reaction.
Oh, you didn't vote for him?
No, absolutely not.
There you go. Yeah, hot damn, Layla. You were pulling my wheels, weren't you, girl?
I was.
Oh,
pulling
man.
My wheels.
Oh, you're a nice buxom GOP loving darling, aren't you? Atta girl. I like you, Layla. How tall are you, darling?
Are you there?
I'm right here, yes. How tall are ye?
I am 5'1".
Ah, 5'1", just a little bit of a thing. You're a little pocket rock. Hello? Is there someone else on? Is that Dick? Richard?
I'm sure there is on this phone.
Richard, is there someone else on this line? I heard one of them beeps that means somebody else is joining our private party, Layla. I wanted to make...
Oh, no.
But Layla, is it just you and me?
Yes, it is.
I like one-on-one action.
Mm-hmm.
Just say that to me. Repeat after me, Layla. G.
G.
Likes.
G likes.
One-on-one.
One-on-one.
Powerful action.
Powerful action.
You like that? I'm an assertive guy. I'm a powerful guy. Do I sound powerful to you, Layla?
Absolutely.
Say, you're powerful, sir.
You're very powerful.
See, as a matter of fact, you strike me as the most powerful man in the whole world.
You strike me as the most powerful man in the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
These words are the best, aren't they?
Man, I tell you, that's the best. I'm having a good time with you, Layla. I really, really am. Mm. Boy, I tell you, you sound wonderful. I could just picture walking on a beach with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Florida, too.
Ask her how she feels about the war.
How do you feel about that war, Layla?
Terrible.
Yeah, but, you know, it's got to happen, right?
Yes, I do know it's going to happen.
Damn right, Layla. I like you, Layla. And I bet you're happy with the economy, aren't you? You feel like we got things on track?
Yeah.
Is this your primary source of income, Layla?
No.
Oh, you got other jobs? You double dipping? There you go. That's
great. I called in just like you did.
Uh-huh. Oh, you called in. Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot. It's one of them things. Layla, the state, can I tell you something just one-on-one, and I hope you'll get a little excited like I do when I talk about this. I want to tell you something, Layla, can I?
Mm-hmm.
The state of the economy is strong.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we are going to pull out of our doldrums. Don't you understand that? You know who I don't like, Layla, and I hope you agree with me. You know who I don't care for? Lazy people, Layla. Do you like lazy people? I don't.
No, I don't either.
Don't you think we got too many lazy people in this country?
Yes, we do.
People ain't doing their work, pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. All we have is whiners. Whiners and complainers, people that overthink things. It's a simple problem, don't you think, Layla?
Yes.
You hardworking girl, Layla?
Codependency.
Yes, codependent. What's that mean?
Everybody depends on everybody else.
How's that?
And people depend on other people.
I dislike the lazy and the different, Layla. Layla, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I don't want to offend you, but your name sounds quite foreign to me. Layla. Yeah. It doesn't sound like anything like Barbara or Nancy or Laura. It sounds kind of Layla, like maybe you're one of those people from another country that would hurt us. That's not true, is it, Layla?
No, I'm Italian.
Layla.
I was born and raised in the city of New York.
I sure like that Rudy Giuliani. You like him?
Yeah, I like
him. You got a captivating laugh, favorite. Darling. You do. You got a beautiful laugh, a lovely laugh. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25, that's a good age.
How long ago?
That's a 2 and a 5. Good lucky numbers.
How long ago was Laura 25?
How long ago was Laura 25?
I'm asking you that.
Oh, sorry, I was captivated by Layla. Oh, man. I'm back in the 40s, I think. It seems like it. I don't count anymore. I don't count no more. Layla, you like this country?
I love this country.
So do I.
You get a good bagel.
A what?
A nice piece of cheese. And
well, she's still based here in Wisconsin.
Oh, a good bagel and piece of cheese, yes. I'm not a bagel. I'm not a bagel person. I like wheat toast.
How would you like to drop the charade with this whore and tell her who you are?
Not even in Florida can you find a good bagel.
Yeah. Even though that might be damaging, I don't think she is the type of lady that wouldn't be able to handle it. I would be willing to pull back the curtain and reveal myself as to who I am.
Give her a try.
Mm-hmm. I'll give her a quiz.
Okay.
Layla, honey, darling, sweetheart.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. Honey, I got something to tell you. You know who you've been speaking with?
No.
You do? I want you to tell me who you've been speaking with. It's going to excite you. It will make you feel very good. It is a privilege that not many people in your line of work get speaking to me. Who do you think you're talking to?
G.
And what does the G stand for? I'll give you a hint. May I give you a hint?
Okay.
Layla, I'm going to give you a hint. The G stands for George.
Okay.
And my middle initial is W. G. George W. Have you figured it out yet, Layla?
The president?
I had a girl, honey. Live and in color. What do you think of that, my Italian girl? You're hot-blooded now, aren't you, darling?
Wow.
Wow. Oh, I like that. Wow. You're impressed with that. It's powerful, isn't it? I got to go back to my speech practice pretty soon because I got a big one. Are you going to be watching me on the TV? The boob tube, magic box, all that? You going to be watching me tonight? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Layla, now that you know that you're speaking to me? I am President W. Bush. What do you think of that?
I'm in shock.
I am in shock, too. I am not. I'm really not in shock at all. Can you tell me something, Layla?
Mm-hmm.
Layla.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Please tell the president what you're wearing.
Please tell the president.
Please do, darling. Do you have a chest cold?
No.
I thought you were coughing some lung butter up there, sweetheart.
Mm-mm.
All right, tell me what you're wearing, please.
I'm wearing...
I feel the stress melting away. My stress is going away. Come on now.
I'm wearing...
Work with me, Layla. Tell me what you're wearing, darling.
I'm wearing a black leather thong.
Me too! Oh, hot diggity! That's awesome. Perhaps someday you and I will get busy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like leather products?
I love leather.
There is nothing like wearing leather everywhere on your body. Underwear, outerwear, doesn't matter. Chaps, jackets, it doesn't matter. Saddles made from genuine Texas beef.
Mm-hmm.
That's Texas cowhide. What do you think about that, Leela?
I love it.
What else are you wearing besides your leather thong?
I'm wearing a leather bikini to go with it.
A leather bikini?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. What color is it?
It's also black.
It's black? All black?
Mm-hmm.
And you're Italian? You look like Sophia Loren? Huh? Or Gina Lollobrigida?
That would be in his wheelhouse,
I
wouldn't
look
it?
Look like Sophia.
You don't? You do? You what?
I do.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you a question? You said you're Italian, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're Italian from Italy, and you don't have one of them mustaches, do you?
No.
I mean, you know what? I have heard.
My grandmother does.
Oh, does she really?
Oh.
I have heard that a lot of Italian women tend to be a little hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Like mustaches, underarms. You shave, don't you, Leela?
Absolutely.
Atta girl.
Completely shave.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
You must be off the phone in less than 1 minute.
All right, Leela, I got to wrap it up here, but I'm going to tell you right now, it has been a little slice of heaven talking to you. Now, I will give you an opportunity to ask me 3 questions, and then I must go back to speech practice. Give me your 3 questions, Leela.
I'm stuck here.
Pardon me, darling?
Are you going to stop this war?
Leela, are you taking drugs?
No.
Yes, you're going to stop the war.
Yeah. Oh, am I going to stop the war?
Yes.
That would be a negative.
Negative.
Question 2.
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's the kind of citizen I like. Don't worry about it. I got you covered. I'll take care of it.
You got everything under control.
I do. Thank you very much. That's a strange voice you got. Leela, I got to go back to speech practice.
Tell her she needs to be put on hold for a second.
We're going to put you on hold for a second, all right, darling?
Okay.
All right, you hold on just a second. And who loves you?
Bush.
Yes, atta girl, Bush. You can call me by my last name.
Hold on.
It's my family name.
Hold on, ma'am.
Okay.
Now the most fun.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, that was wonderful.
That was great. Hello, Leela. Leela, hi. This is Officer Gerbil. I need to ask your permission if you would keep that conversation private. Not tell any of your friends. That
thank
it was
you.
The President of the United States. Can we trust you, Leela? I've been working with the President for a long time.
Thank you, Gerbil.
Gerbil. He has needs.
Gerbils.
Leela, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, Leela? Pardon me, ma'am? When you're in shock, you laugh. Yeah. Well, ma'am, may I suggest that you rent whatever that movie is with Clint Eastwood?
Send her an ashtray.
The one... I'm not going to send her an ashtray, sir.
Send her an ashtray. Quickie,
we don't send ashtrays to the whores you call, sir.
Send her a bath towel.
Would you like, ma'am? Would you
send
like
her the robe?
Yes, sir. Would you like a bath towel? Would you like a robe? Would you like an ashtray with the White House logo on it? Hold on, please, for President Bush. Hold on. Privately, sir.
Absolutely.
Well, pick up the phone. Just go ahead and pick the phone.
Hello, Leela.
No, I mean, do you want to really pick the phone?
Pick up the receiver.
Oh, hold on. Here we go. Here you go.
Leela.
Yes.
It's been a slice of heaven talking to you. I have arranged with my friend, Mr. Goebbels, to send you an ashtray, a bathroom, and a face cloth with the presidential seal. What say ye?
Huh?
Thanks, Leela. It's been a real pleasure. No leather jacket for you, though, okay? You take care, honey.
Bye.
Bye. God love you. Keep wearing leather.
Yeah!
Oh, man, that's great. Oh, man, I got to go back to speech practice.
Yeah. Have a good time.
I won't. I hate making speeches.
But you feel better. Did you enjoy yourself, though, getting some of that tension out of your system?
You, Mr. Geronimo, are a good citizen. And thank you for pretending to be my security detail.
Thank you for pretending to be the president.
I will now go work on my bowels. So long.
Bye, George.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, sir.
What a great phone whore.
Yeah.
What a great phone whore.
She really was.
Top notch.
Leela.
It was one of those things. She knew
But she didn't know.
That's yes.
Right. You know, and that's the great thing about this country.
Sure.
There's a small part of that woman's small mind that thinks the president actually just called a phone sex line.
I was the president, like she was wearing a leather thong.
She's the kind of citizen.
Both of us lying.
Kind of citizen the president likes.
Oh, listen, hold on. Postponed from yesterday. Mark Horowitz.
There he is.
Now, you got a picture of this guy too, Mike?
I do.
Great. We had this guy on a couple of months ago. You might remember this guy. He had a list of things he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like he had a grand idea, mystery bag of change.
Right.
Where he would fill bags with change he'd been collecting, sell them to people for $5. You might get $8 worth of change. You might get $4 worth of change.
Right.
He also wanted to take a cab from San Francisco to Manhattan. He wanted to encase a 1969 Camaro in a block of Lucite. He has some new things he wants to do.
Hmm.
He wants to make a documentary on the process of making fake plants. He wants to make fortune cookie cereal. He wants to hire a stunt car driver for the afternoon to do his errands. He wants to create a clothing line based on failures. He wants to get hired by Walgreens to do catalog photography. And he wants to move to Antarctica. And what is he doing right now that we'll be talking to him about, Robbie?
He's starting his dinner tour. He wants to hook up with people across the country and eat in his RV.
This guy is nuts. His website, hold on a second. You got his website?
IneedToStopSoon.com.
IneedToStopSoon.com. If you want to log on and check this dude out before we have him on the show, we'll be back, and he'll be talking to us from the RV?
Yeah, his sweet RV.
His sweet RV.
And look at the guy. Oh,
handsome.
My God.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, dude. Listen, our website is www.donandmikewebsite.com. Daily logs. Daily logs. Also, the download. The CBS won't let us put the whole show up on the internet, so we just put a... Sorry about that, Mike. Highlights up every day.
Ah.
And we got a hell of a lemonade stand.
Oh, we have a souvenir store that'll just... curl your hair.
It's like something from the boardwalk.
Really?
It's like one of those junk stores on the board. You know what it is? It's like the dollar store.
Yeah, and the nice thing about our leather jacket is you can wear it during all seasons.
It's the return of the classic five and done.
Absolutely. The only thing we can't make for you is an ice cream soda.
Which will come first? Will you go to www.donandmikewebsite.com?
Okay.
Or will Robert Mailman get his free leather jacket?
You decide.
It's a race.
You know what? If you don't go on our website in the next year, you'll still win.
Right. Exactly. For the next 2 years. But why wait?
Tomorrow on the show, I want to plug this again. Right in the beginning, right at 3 o'clock, 12 noon on the West Coast. Tomorrow, this lady named Amber Rainey is going to have her... She's pregnant, 8 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have a tattoo put on her pregnant belly.
I hope they're gentle.
GoldenPalace.com.
And it's not, it's a henna tattoo, so it's not going to be like one of those, you know, needles going in like where the baby's head is.
But still.
It's still a...
It's gross.
It's interesting. I thought you liked pregnant women. I thought you were into that.
I don't like tattooed pregnant women.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. You know what they should get? A Zoloft tattoo.
Yeah.
They're using the old noodle.
Yeah. No, yes.
Now, Mark Horowitz. Website is...
Rob, we don't need any more applause for him.
IneedToStopSoon.com. He's ready for our call. We don't have to tell him he's on the air. He's starting his tour of America with his list of things he wants to do.
Sure.
Now, let's see. It starts, what's today, the 2nd? It starts on the 7th in San Francisco. He's going to be having dinner or lunch with a guy named Larry Harvey. Am I reading this right, Rob?
Yeah, as you recall, he was helping on a catalog shoot. And he wrote his name and phone number in an ad for a bulletin board, and it said Dinner with Mark.
And it was like a Pottery Barn catalog or something like that.
And he got literally thousands of calls, and now he's trying to have dinner with everyone.
So the deal is, if you got this Pottery Barn, and I don't know what the store is, If you got this Pottery Barn catalog and noticed in one of the ads, there was a guy's phone number written on the wall.
Right.
And you read the catalog, thought, why is there a phone number there?
Uh-huh.
And called the phone number, you'd reach this guy.
He never changed his number. He took every call.
Wow.
And then, after you read the catalog, saw there was a guy's phone number on the photo shoot, called him up and made contact with him. Now he's driving around the country to have dinner with these people.
Yes, and ask him about his sweet RV.
Yeah, this is the same guy that I like this idea where he came up with the mystery bags of change.
Oh, he's got lots of ideas.
Fill bags with change and sell them for $5. You might be lucky and get $8 worth, or you
sure.
might only get $4.
Great ideas.
He's a nut.
He's making his first appearance in 2005 on the show.
Mark Horowitz.
The right. first of, how many times was Letterman on Johnny?
9 or 15?
No, more than 28. First of at least 28 appearances now.
Hello?
In this year. Oh, I got to do that.
Hi, Mark. Mark, are you there?
Oh, missed him. God damn.
He had a very interesting hello.
Damn, these big, meaty fingers.
He was probably down in his laboratory.
If only my sensual, big, thick fingers were not as big or thick or sensual.
Disconnecting Mark with those man hands.
These hands.
Those hams.
Which could provide such pleasure
to any woman.
Poor man.
Stop it, Rob. Poor man. Let's see if he's there.
I'm a man.
And
flesh and bone.
Hello.
Mark.
Yes?
It's Don and Mike. Sorry about that. We're having a problem with our phones.
How are you, Mark Horowitz?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I lied, Mark.
Talk.
It was my big fingers.
Yes, Don disconnected you by accident.
My big, meaty fingers.
That's fine.
Mark Horowitz. You are now going across the country to have dinner with all the people who saw your phone number in the catalog, right?
Yes.
What was the catalog again, Mark?
It was Crate and Barrel.
Ah, Crate and Barrel, and you were on the little chalkboard, right?
That's it. And they've since fired me, which is awesome.
They've hired you at Crate and Barrel?
They canned me.
They fired you.
Yeah, they just said my little stunt wasn't any good, and they cost me my job.
Really?
Wow, that's interesting.
What is your sweet RV like that you're driving around the country to have dinner with these people in?
Oh, man, that thing is amazing. I'm actually looking at it right now. It's across the street. I'm giving it a jingle can spray paint job. It's the best one you've ever seen.
What is a jingle can spray paint job?
Jingle can is spray paint, you know? The little jingle in the thing it makes when
that's
you shake it.
Ball. Oh, like the ball bearings going
Wait
together?
A minute. So you're not getting it professionally done. You're spray painting your van?
Sure.
Yeah.
His RV, Mike.
Your RV.
I'm on a very limited budget now that I'm fired, you know.
What would be the estimated value of the RV, Mark?
Well, you know, I bought it for $2,200. I'm saying it's going to be worth about $4,000 now.
$4,000. Wow. So you've really spruced it up.
What have you done to make this RV $1,800 more profitable?
Well, the jingle can job looks great, and I've repaired all the leaks. It had a fuel leak, and all the propane tanks are in place now.
Yeah.
Working stove, working bathroom. Working hot water, cold water.
Now, when you drive around America, and I notice you're starting here in Northern California, and then as February continues, you go to Santa Barbara.
I don't think he's leaving the state of California.
Laguna Beach. Oh, is it just an in-state thing?
Just for the month of February. Then I'm going to come back and regroup.
But he does go
out for the rest of the year.
He does go as far south as San Diego.
San Diego. Well, what color is the RV painted, Mark?
Well, it's cream. It's called Wimbledon White, actually.
Wimbledon White.
at any auto parts store.
what type of cheese does the interior smell like?
Yes, it smells terrible. So I cleaned it with one of those professional carpet cleaning vacuums. It was awful when I bought it.
Yeah.
And a hippie had been living in it for about 3 years.
Oh, dear.
Just to give you an idea, I had to rip out all the carpets. It was flea-ridden. It was terrible, man.
It was very hippie.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Mark.
Let's see. You have dinner dates on the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 13th, the 14th. These people that you've contacted, now, you're just going to pull up in front of their house? Are you going to have the meal in their driveway? What's the protocol? How do you handle this thing?
Well, the first meeting I'm having is with the creator of Burning Man, Larry Harvey, and he actually lives pretty close by. So his house, he says, is a big mess. So we're going to have dinner in the RV. And so that's the only one that's going to be in the RV. The other ones, I've kind of invited myself into these people's homes.
Now, do these people, you say you've invited yourself, but do these people initially contact you first?
Yes. Everybody contacted me first, and then, you know, since I have no budget anymore, we're going to have to cook either in their house or in the RV, and so most people want to cook inside.
When you say you have no budget, you're launching yourself on this little tour, this whirlwind tour. Do you have any money to your name now?
I have about $2,500.
For the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
Good luck.
I'm having a benefit party over here. The guitarist from Primus is coming by and going to play.
Hey, maybe Ross Valerie can show up. He's in Northern California.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be fantastic.
Do you like Journey?
I love Journey.
Yeah. Ross is probably listening right now.
Way.
What about one of your other great ideas that you've just sent to us? One of your new ideas, fortune cookie cereal.
Oh man, that is a fabulous idea. That's a $1 million idea right there, and it's right out there on the internet.
Mm-hmm. What do you do about the wet paper?
Well, see, that's the thing. I considered that. So you print different words on each cookie, so you can make your own fortunes while you're eating the cereal. You know, you just push them around with your spoon.
Brilliant. Oh, so they're not actually on paper.
I think that would be really disgusting. You'd be eating a lot of paper. Either that, or you could make them on that edible rice paper or something, but it would dissolve in the milk.
Mark, what about your idea to do a documentary on the process of making fake plants?
Now that would be fantastic. So I would go
and now tell us why that would be fantastic.
Yeah, why would that be?
I'm totally fascinated with fake plants. Every office I go into has them.
Uh-huh.
So you would just go to the factory and, you know, meet the guy who actually designs these fake plants, and just see what a character he would be.
Yeah,
we can imagine.
Can you imagine the designer of fake plants?
How about that?
That'd be something.
Here's another idea that Mark has just told us about.
Uh-huh.
His clothing line based on failures. He wants to sell T-shirts that say, one T-shirt says, I quit early.
This one, this is one idea that doesn't bother me.
One T-shirt says, I steal.
Huh.
Another one says, I've made bad decisions. Another one says, please talk to me, I'm creepy.
These are pretty good ideas. Now, is this something you that might be a little foreign to you, something you're actually going to pursue?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to have to start to pursue some of these ideas.
Are you, you know, you have a lot of ideas, Mark. Do you fancy yourself a motivated person?
Are you very motivated, yes.
Very motivated. Is there any particular job you've finished?
That's a fine question. I consider myself very motivated, but at the same time, I'm very easily distracted.
That's one way of looking at it.
Are you at all concerned that any one of these people that saw your phone number that you put in this ad inadvertently, I mean, you meant to, but the people who run Crate and Barrel didn't know. Have you ever thought that one of these people that got your phone number and called you and that you're going to drive to their house and have dinner with them, have you ever thought that they're going to get into your RV and just cut your head off?
Yeah, I have considered that. So I bought a two-barrel shotgun and loaded with rock salt. I haven't done that. I thought about carrying a shotgun, but, you know, I don't think so. I've talked to everybody on the phone personally, and they seem all right.
Yeah.
People know.
Because you can always tell over the telephone if someone seems okay.
And Mark, I'm curious about your mystery bag of change. You haven't implemented this idea, have you?
I have not done that yet. That's going to be an incredible idea. I think I should do it on the road.
Yeah.
I should post up in some small town like Bishop, California, and sit on the side of the freeway with these bags of change.
Listen to what he just put on his website here. It says, below is my schedule for the first leg of the tour. This is driving around California having dinner with these people. I need your input and participation. Not everyone is committed. If you have any friends in these places along the route that would be interested in the project, let me know. Even if we just have time to meet for a cup of coffee. Also, please let me know of interesting sights along the way. If you like, I can stop by your hometown and visit your high school to make a morning announcement stating that you're okay and you send your best. Or I can stop by the house you grew up in and take a picture for you. You, Mark, dude. It's Ross Valerie's 56th birthday today.
Wow. Oh, is it really?
I've just been handed this emergency note by Joe Ardinger.
Joe's Ross's biggest fan.
That today is Ross Valerie's 56th birthday.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Well, happy birthday.
Mark, are you still taking applications for people to dine with you?
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking for people, you know, I get a lot of calls based around large cities and things like that, so I'm looking for people in smaller towns.
What about the ladies,
you're on
Mark?
The right. You're on the right show for that.
What about
if you want to reach small towns and not big cities? Let me just say.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Are you looking for love too, Mark?
No, I'm not looking for love. I mean, you know, I could meet my wife. You know, I don't know. But, I don't think it's a project to meet a love of my life. I think I can do that at the bus stop if I want to, or wherever else.
When you're sketching out the grand plan for the tour, Mark, who buys the groceries? Does the guest, you, buy the groceries?
That's a great question,
Robbie. Or does the host buy the groceries?
Fine question. I mean,
That's a fine question.
That is a very fine. I mean, I guess I could split it with the people. You know, I don't think I could buy the whole dinner.
And if the opportunity presents itself on this trip, will you make the beast in the in your RV?
It's not even possible, man. I mean, nobody would go into that thing and want to make the love. You know?
Really? Wow. It's that bad?
If
people are going to be having dinner in there, why wouldn't it be acceptable to make love in there?
I don't know. It doesn't have any sheets. I mean, it's all like this brown, nasty interior.
That's a fine point.
It wouldn't be right, you know. It just wouldn't be that right special place.
But I'm glad that the stove works.
Yes, the stove works great.
All right, well, let's see. He's going to be heading to...
What will you cook?
San Francisco, then Monterey, Santa Barbara, L.A., down to San Diego, and then back home to San Francisco.
Yep, I'm going to cross in through 395 to Bishop, California.
And what are you hoping to get out of this tour, Mark?
You know, I'm really not sure.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a ton of stories, I guess.
It's a good plan.
I'm going to bring I'm bringing a writer friend with me.
Good. Good to have a witness.
Yeah.
Good to have an alibi.
Mark,
you can carry the shotgun.
Do you think of yourself as a modern-day hippie?
I don't know. That's a fine question, too.
Fine question.
You know, I'm trying to grow a mustache, so man, if that makes me a hippie, I think that's sure.
No, you know what you got? You got, like, the Lynyrd Skynyrd fan sideburns. I mean, you've got, like, the Dukes of Hazzard. I love Dukes of Hazzard sideburns, those big things, those big Elvis things that go
right
all the way down the side of your face.
Yes.
And eyes that say, I've been at the business end of a fatty all day.
Well, he didn't deny it.
He didn't contradict me, did he?
He didn't deny it. If somebody that you're having dinner with said to you after dinner, hey, let's spark up, what would you say?
Hey, let's spark up. Yeah, you know, I would have no problem with
it. There's a
fine question, Mom.
There's a shock.
I can't deny that, especially in California. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's California.
Yeah, of course, California, it's everywhere. All right, well, Mark, thank you again for being on the show. Your website is ineedtostopsoon.com.
Yes, we need more Americans like you,
Amen.
Mark. Contributing virtually nothing to society but enjoying themselves the whole time.
That's exactly it. Yeah, and so, yeah, if people are more than welcome to call me. I just boosted my minutes up to 4,500 minutes. I had a $900 phone bill.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to give out your phone number?
Yeah, go ahead. It would be very interesting to see what happens.
You mean the number that we called you on?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's okay.
Sure.
You're going to get some calls.
Dude, I mean, I said that we were a small town show, and we are, but we do have 6 million listeners.
Mark, you're going to be very busy after we give this phone number out, Mark.
I'd like to see it. I just would like to see what happens.
All right. Area code 510-872-7326. And listen, if you can't write it down, this is not like one of our bad callers.
Uh-huh.
We'll put his phone number in the daily recap
right
on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
And ladies, you heard him. He might be the Marion kind.
Great talking to you, Mark.
Okay, wish me luck.
Again, everybody, his phone number, and he wants you to call him.
We wish you luck for the next 10 minutes.
510. 510 area code. 872.
Come already, right?
7326. Do you have call waiting? Can you go take one and then come back and tell us what one of our listeners said to you?
Yeah, sure, I'll take it.
All right, go ahead. We'll wait. All right, go.
Let him go do that, and we'll play the buzz theme
Mark.
Song.
Let's make the bees.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, baby.
I'm in Northern California.
I'm Brenda.
All right, who wants to bet? I don't know whether they'll tell him or not, but I bet that first call is Sacramento.
Guaranteed.
Oh, almost a slam dunk.
Guaranteed.
First call is Sacramento. I'm going to guess first call D.C.
D.C., okay.
Mm. Or how would he even know? How would he even know?
Well, He'd have to ask. Well, he should have the caller ID. You should see an area code.
Mark, you there?
No.
Oh, my God, he's been killed already.
Difficult.
So it was a guy named Fran.
Where was he from?
He's from D.C., and he's a...
Don is the big winner.
Yeah, winner I am. Big winner. Anyway, what did he say?
I just said, I'm the first caller, and that's it, really. Yeah.
Was that before or after he asked you for your liver?
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Get used to it.
Nice. All right, Mark, we'll check in with you soon.
Yeah, hopefully you don't see my liver on eBay.
No, hope not.
Thank you, Mark. Hopefully.
All right, goodbye. All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye,
bye.
You hippie. Yep. Can't believe we bought my RV.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
But I've got a new catchphrase.
What's that?
That's a fine question.
It's a fine question.
Here's a guy named Robert. Are you scheduled to have dinner with Mark Horowitz?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Me and my wife have invited him into our home, and we'll be eating him from top to bottom.
Ah!
Get
out of here.
Yeah.
Out of here. Buzz, yes. What is your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, yikes. What if it turns out President Bush is right about the situation in Iraq?
Yeah, okay. Right. Right, okay.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Fairy tale news.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz, everybody. That was very...
Hey, professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
We're all thonged up. Yeah. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi there, PA. Time for Buzz's news and comments right now. Daz. Disco jazz. Hey, Buzz, you like Daz?
Yeah. Who doesn't like the Daz?
Yeah.
Someone called for Doctor.
Yeah. Miramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Yeah. Because it works. Doctor developed, clinically tested. 1 AAA. Try VMAX.
That's funky.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Mike was dancing.
Yeah. I was actually dancing for Buzz, which was very gay. That was funky, too.
It was nice.
Thank you, Rob.
It was a nice gesture.
I appreciate it. It was nice. I appreciate it as well. The war in Iraq has taken longer than it should have, cost more in lives and money than it should have, and didn't accomplish what it originally set out to do.
You're kidding. It's
been badly handled in countless ways.
You're kidding.
What if, in its own backward way, it was a success?
How could that be, bizarro world?
It turns out Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction or even plans for them, had no ties with terrorism, and therefore no ties to 9/11. So the given reasons for invading Iraq turned out to be wrong. But Iraq and Palestine are now the first Arab countries in history to have democracies and free elections. And what if the president's right about that spreading, you know, democracy spreading to the rest of the Middle East? These are questions being posed now by liberal columnists.
This is almost like the backwards George.
Yes.
Remember when George is in the restaurant with Jerry and he says, I'm going to go up to that woman and say the exact opposite of what I would normally say. Right. And he scores with her.
Yeah, yeah. And it worked with George Steinbrenner, too.
Yeah, that's
when he had the job in the Yankees office.
That's how he got the job.
Perhaps I'll have similar luck. These are the mind-boggling questions liberals are asking themselves as the Bush administration talks about pulling troops out of Iraq. The Pentagon plans to bring about 15,000 troops home next month, mostly the ones who were there to provide election security. Beyond that, the Pentagon says it has no timetable.
Hey, Buzz, how'd those elections work out?
We're still waiting for the results, Don.
How many votes did Nader get?
In the final count.
I don't think Nader got more than 5%.
It's in dispute. It remains to be seen. Now, the Pentagon says it has no time.
I wrote in Geraldine Ferraro.
That's always a good choice. A perennial favorite. Rumsfeld says the withdrawal will depend on how fast the Iraqi people are able to provide their own day-to-day security.
I went with Lieberman.
So if you combine...
Joe Lieberman for president of Iraq.
Thank you.
So if you combine this apparent success in Iraq and talk of troop withdrawal with Bush's re-election, you have a guy with momentum.
I'm getting a thought here.
What?
If we really are going to take Iraq, like as our 51st state,
right,
which apparently we are,
yes,
what we should do is treat this the way that the football treats NFL Europe.
Okay.
We should find a young, up-and-coming guy in the administration, send him over there to be the manager of Iraq. Let him go. It's like when you send the guy to play in NFL Europe.
That's a good idea.
Because, if he blows out his knee or he stinks, it doesn't matter because it's Europe. If the guy's not a good president, it don't matter. It's Iraq.
It can be our farm team.
A young comer in the administration like Donald Rumsfeld.
That's why I voted for the wrong guy, it turns out. Perot.
Never,
thank you, Rob.
That's never wrong, Rob. Right after American Idol tonight, the president will take his momentum before Congress and the American people.
That's funny, Buzz.
To push his ideas.
That's journalism funny.
Thank you. For changing the Social Security program. So he will be talking to the average Joe tonight. This, however...
JC, they're taking my Social Security away. What am I going to drink on?
Now, his Social Security plan will be an even tougher sell than Iraq. Many of the president's own fellow Republicans don't like his ideas for Social Security. Meanwhile, back in Baghdad, a group of Iraqi militants seems to have captured another American hostage, and it appears to be a G.I. Joe doll.
I saw the picture of this.
I saw the video of this. This is too ridiculous.
A photo of the hostage hit the internet yesterday, along with a threat he'd be beheaded in 72 hours unless the U.S. releases its Iraqi prisoners. The military, our military, has investigated and found none of its soldiers are missing. The rather stiff-looking soldier in the photo has no ID card and no American insignias on his camouflage clothing.
So we see this last night on CNN. And they're holding up the doll.
Yes.
And now they're doing this seriously.
Right.
I guess they have to because it's what really happened. They're holding up the doll. It's about 6 inches tall.
Right.
And they say the Pentagon was staring at these photos and they were mystified because the vest that the soldier was wearing was not American issue. Right. And it was not an issue of any country. And they couldn't figure out the weaponry that he had. And he's a 6-inch G.I. Joe doll that they took a picture of and put on the website.
I can only think that is an encouraging sign. You know,
yeah,
I
mean, really, absolutely.
If they're getting that desperate, then maybe, you know, maybe the tide is turning.
Yeah, I don't want to appear un-American.
Right.
I don't think it's a good sign that our guys at the Pentagon couldn't figure out it's a goddamn G.I. Joe.
Now, this is no laughing matter. I understand the terrorists not only have the doll, but a magnifying glass, and they may burn the doll.
Oh, man. Those bastards.
Rob's going back to his childhood.
And also, isn't that like in Toy Story?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 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 it is, actually.
Lock out. Yes, sir.
Take two. Two, yes, no.
Well,
eat, boy, eat.
We can laugh all we like, but in spite of all these positive developments, morale is low back at our own Homeland Security Department.
You just made another joke there.
Oh. There's a keep, yes. And there's that in the infighting. There's that in the infighting. The low morale at the National Security Department. The turf wars, infighting, personality conflicts, the usual bureaucracy in an agency manned by 180,000 people.
Any food fights?
Probably. The Washington Post says there's frustration in the agency over the fact that despite its importance, and it is important, the Homeland Security Department doesn't have much of the president's ear and very little clout in the administration.
Did you say the president has gout?
No, no, no. Okay. I said Homeland Security has a little clout.
Yeah, well, they hired that new guy. That kind of looks like Skeletor. The new guy at Homeland Security.
No, I thought that this guy is another guy that they were bringing up to flight pole. There's something wrong with him, too.
Oh, right? Is there something wrong with him?
Of course, they're all flawed.
Yeah,
they're all flawed.
Well, yeah, we all are.
But there's something about this guy that the administration didn't catch on the security check.
What happened is they turned out he's an action figure.
The smooth, shiny complexion should have given it away.
Yeah, it's an action figure from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
A corporate jet headed from New Jersey's Teterboro Airport to Chicago's Midway went out of control on the runway this morning and slammed into a warehouse. 20 people were hurt, including 10 passengers and crew members. Witnesses say the plane just skidded off the runway and never made it off the ground. Quoting one, sparks shooting all over the place. At 100 miles an hour, the plane went beyond the runway, through a snowbank, across a 6-lane highway, hitting a car before it hit the building.
You know, I was hanging with one of my private pilot buddies,
right?
And he said to me, most of these have two engines, these jets. And he said the nice thing about these planes, if you lose one engine, usually you can count on the second engine taking you to the scene of the crash. It didn't blink an eye.
Funny you should mention that. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't at some point been attracted to the idea of flying somewhere on a chartered jet, like executives and celebrities and rich guys?
I dream about every time we fly to Sacramento and it takes 8 hours to get there.
ABC advises you to be careful what you wish for. ABC says the fatal accident rate for charters, not just a little higher, 50 times higher than that of major airlines.
Winner!
The Business Aviation Association begs to differ, but ask the fans of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, for example. Ask NBC's Dick Ebersol, who lost his son, some friends, and nearly even his own life in a recent crash. About 200 Cessna 172 Skyhawks have mishaps each year. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association describes most of those as fender benders. ABC News says the problem's compounded by too many types of smaller aircraft and too few FAA inspectors to keep up with them all.
So I don't have an airline thing to drop like Mike. I don't know anybody that flies planes. I just want to say hi to my good friend Ted.
Ted?
From the airline.
Ted takes care of you.
Ted.
United.
No,
Ted.
Ted.
And Blue.
A lot of us, with a lot of us still paying nearly...
and U.S. Airways.
Yeah.
They treated me so great over the holiday weekend. I didn't mind they lost my luggage.
They're wonderful.
They're fantastic.
That's hallelujah. Nice of you. With a lot of us still paying nearly $2 a gallon for gas, there's one group not so affected by higher OPEC prices and the fighting in the Middle East. The oil companies.
Yeah.
Especially ExxonMobil, which made record profits of $25 billion this year.
How's that speed pass working out?
That is bigger than the gross domestic product of, say, Syria. Most of the increase in profits at ExxonMobil came from India and China, where the economies are booming.
You ever seen somebody standing in front of one of those pumps trying to wave the thing in front of
no
speed
luck?
Pass? You know, it would be faster to go inside, talk to the guy in the turban inside the bulletproof glass, and say, I want to pay for my gas in pennies. It would be faster than using speed pass.
I have the speed pass in the window. You pull up to the pump lights up, you gas up, you go. It's great.
I disagree.
Never a problem.
Yeah, and so much faster than having to put a credit card in.
I don't.
It is.
I don't use it myself, Buzz, but I do see people with their keys like this.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God.
Oh, I know.
And waving it doesn't work.
And it doesn't beep, beep, beep.
Sadly, Don, the world is full of idiots. Really? You know, what are you going to do?
Hey, if you're going to have speed pass, you know, have it dole out real speed.
Now there's an idea.
Thank you.
The ExxonMobil made more money.
I need some gas!
Joe would be getting gas always.
Man, it's a great pump.
ExxonMobil made more money even though it produced less oil and gas last year.
And nobody ever talks about the oil companies.
Well, that's why I'm here, Mike.
Thank you.
A spokesman for the Texas-based company says it was a good year for investing. That's part of how the company made its profit.
I'm all for Ewing oil.
Next up, the profit report from Shell Oil, which is expecting an $18 billion profit.
Wow.
And Ewing Oil. They'll probably do well, too. Cell phones...
What about Wesson?
Mineral.
Baby.
You can't have the oils.
Midnight.
Oh, baby oils.
Massage.
Midnight oil.
Too bad baby oil's the winner. This is the baby oil.
Cell phones kill, and not always with a brain tumor. That's our story when we come back.
Thank you, bud.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And tying up traffic. The study shows the reaction time of cell phone users slows dramatically, 18%. Quoting one researcher, if you put a 20-year-old behind the wheel with a cell phone, their reaction times are the same as a 70-year-old who's not using a cell phone.
Depends on the 70-year-old, doesn't
it? Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
Sure does, Mike.
Which took first place.
Study says the study says the surge in phoning and driving is, quote, like instantly aging a large number of drivers. He says that although reaction times are slowed, phone users are leaving bigger gaps behind other vehicles, which then bottlenecks traffic. And the study found that the automated voice systems actually distract drivers more than a display readout.
Are you ever on the cell phone in a car and you'll get done with the conversation? It might be a particularly riveting conversation or something that was important, and all of a sudden you're kind of like at a loss for how you got from point A to point B.
Where am I? Or miss your exit or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That happens to me without the cell phone. I mean, I am not kidding.
Right.
If I'm driving and...
Can you zone out a little bit?
It's when I'm seriously thinking about something.
Right.
A lot of times, it's not that I'll get lost.
Right.
It's like... I'm thinking, okay, I got to have this meeting. I'm
going to
do this. And then all of a sudden I realize, I'm at the McDonald's. I make a left-hand turn and I'm at work.
How do I get to New Jersey?
And that's what I think.
You know what I've done a lot of times? If I'm outbound on 66 and I'm zoning, I'll exit like I'm going to work. I've done it maybe a dozen times.
Yep.
Homing. But Americans are finding ways to cope with the stress of war, oil prices, and killer cell phones. They're having more sex at work. Even the boss.
Before you said at work, I was going to say that news bulletin has not reached my home yet. People are having more sex.
With hookups in the stairwell, the break room, the conference room, the coffee room, the closet, the restroom, and even the occasional cubicle.
I can certainly understand why it would happen here.
now no one's going to say anything?
Well, I'm not going to say anything because I frankly know what this is. This is Beth Ann McBride's jingle.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs. There it is. Music says it all. A new survey of 600 companies shows that office romances are up 25% in the last couple of years.
Baby.
Hi, Matt.
They say working long hours and all the stress we spoke of are getting the credit or the blame.
Hello, Andrew.
The survey also shows that companies are taking these affairs in stride for the most part and letting nature take its course. The survey done by a career consulting firm has 58% of workers admitting to office flings. That's up from 46% just 2 years ago.
So this company would just stop hiring the babes.
4 out of 5 workers involved in office romances.
Oh, the calendar girls. Go ahead, Buzz.
Four out of five people involved in this try to keep it on the down low. Nearly 1 in 4 office couples wind up married to each other.
Wow. Beth Ann was telling me, the guy that came in yesterday and kissed her hand, the sales guy with the spray-on tan,
Ryan?
Paul Gorgie.
Yeah.
She said something during a commercial break. I don't know if you were in the room or not, Mike.
No.
That
he was in the room. He just wasn't listening. He was reading.
She said...
I don't listen, do I?
She said that if there were no walls...
Oh, no. There's tons of walls. I mean, I realized when he kissed my hand, you know, the softest lips I have ever felt ever in my life.
Okay.
I thought, wow. I mean, if there was, like, another one of him that was single...
This guy that works here at the station, this sales guy, you can smell his aftershave. When he's on the radio, you smell the aqua velva coming out.
Yeah, we only have one thing in common.
I smell success. I smell confidence. That's what I smell.
We have a love of gambling, Paul Gorgie and I.
I know. Mike was talking to him during the break.
So yeah. Beth Ann, who's going to have this office romance with Paul Gorgie, was saying... If there weren't these walls up, and I was, what are you talking about? She said, you know, the walls that society puts up, like marriage.
There's lots of walls.
Hello,
swinger. There's really lots of townhouses between.
It's swinger girl.
Swinger walls.
Embrace the taboos.
That's what Buzz does.
He's a nice guy.
That's what they all say, Beth Ann.
Embrace the taboos.
Yeah,
that's my T-shirt.
And if you were going to have an office romance, it would be with Paul Gorgie, right?
The striking.
I wouldn't have an office romance.
I know you wouldn't. But
if you did, if those walls didn't exist.
No, I wouldn't have one. I can't even answer that.
Wow. If I was, it would be with Colette.
Okay.
Mike.
Well, can I just say, I think everybody's always known. I'm just glad that Eric Bickle works here again.
But
I want all the women.
You know, the thing is, he's not kidding.
That's true.
I meant Mike. Bye, Beth Ann.
Perhaps the greatest machine ever invented, you would think, at TiVo and its rival Replay would have spread like wildfire. But for whatever reason, bad marketing or consumer fears that it would be like a VCR on steroids, the product never really caught on. Until cable and satellite companies started including this technology in their receiver boxes. But that leaves the companies, TiVo and Replay, out in the cold. They brought a great invention to the marketplace only to be beaten at their own game by the cable guys. In the past month at TiVo, the president of that company has resigned, the CEO has resigned, TiVo stock, once at nearly $13 a share, is now down to less than $4 a share.
So what, they sold the rights to their technology to like DirecTV so they could make the receivers?
Yeah, anybody who knows anything about computers could build their own hard drive recorder.
Well, but in a DirecTV receiver, they have TiVo TiVo.
Right.
But the competition for that is like Comcast, which has On Demand.
Right.
And they market, it's just my two cents, that they market that better, that there's never been an ad for TiVo that says, listen, this is not like a Star Trek Borg that's going to take over your TV.
No. Right.
You just tell it what you like, and it records. They've never had a campaign like that. The Comcast campaign for On Demand, people seem to understand that.
Exactly.
And go, oh, that's a digital video recorder. The same thing as TiVo, same thing as the Replay that Buzz has.
Right.
But I think it's marketing on the part of the cable company.
But my question would be like on a DirecTV receiver that has TiVo in it, doesn't TiVo get a piece of that
pie?
Sure, of course, they get a percentage of that, but it just isn't enough. With so many cable boxes with that in it, using non-TiVo branded technology.
Okay, they're losing audience. They're losing subscriptions to people who say that TiVo, well, look at Beth Ann. I got her at TiVo for Christmas. I swear to God. She's petrified of it.
It's a paper, really.
She's petrified of it.
TiVo needs DirecTV, though, because you need to be able to click on the grid. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so easy, and that's what makes it so great.
See, and that's why people don't have it, because now people heard what you just said who
you,
don't have TiVo.
You frightened them.
And they already think
you
that they're
not...
Yeah,
you had to use the word grid.
Screw them all. Mine got me a James Garner movie this morning. I couldn't be happy.
Yeah, his TiVo recorded Barbarians at the Gay House.
Yeah. Smart TiVo.
Good, you know what?
Good TiVo.
And this is the first... You'll never hear this. This is the very first. I have TiVo envy. Because my TiVo, you know, my TiVo, like, gets me Sanford and Son. You know, I mean, it's like, seriously, he gets Barbarians.
It knows
game.
You. Yeah.
Oh, we got a fly buzz.
Finally, from our Guys Want to Know department, what happens if you strap a jet engine to a wheelchair? An Italian man in England ventured to find out. Giuseppe Canella's mother-in-law, who has Parkinson's, was on holiday when the new wheelchair arrived. Quoting Giuseppe, originally I was going to put it on a go-kart, but the missus says, put it on something unusual. Canella says the wheelchair can now carry him at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour.
What's up, guys?
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm a Don on my show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
No. That's it. We got to go. All the links, all the phone numbers from today's show will be on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Please stay tuned for Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Coming up next on radio stations smart enough to run them. Buzz, we'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you and you. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode.
That's a fine question.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.